السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وتعالى وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. And welcome to the Nazm Hour with myself Yusuf Muhammad Ravat and Hafiz Muhammad Saad Jara. Assalamu alaikum, Amistad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Hafiz Yusuf. And nice to have you presenting with you in the studio this time. Haven't seen you for 2 weeks already.
Amistad, I know you have to make it known to all the listeners how much you miss me, but... It's okay, we let you go with this one. We welcome you to the Nazm Hour. Alhamdulillah, it is good to be back in studio and very, very happy today indeed for what we have lined up for you on the Nazm Hour this Saturday afternoon. Yes, as we have mentioned on our Twitter handle and Twitter accounts, we have lot of prizes up for grabs tonight. And inshallah, we wish everyone is a winner, but unfortunately only certain amount of people will be able to win the tickets which are available tonight on the Nazm Hour. Regarding those tickets, firstly, we will be giving away 10 couple tickets for a gala dinner in Oman Day, which is next week, Saturday, the 22nd of August. And this gala dinner is hosting Qari Ihsan Mohsin Qasimi, which is very well known to the listeners of Radio Islam. Perhaps his voice is more well known than his name, but if those who were listening previously, as we started on the program, the voice of Qari Ihsan was played, and that was the Nazm Vo Mera Nabi, which has become very popular in South Africa at the moment. So yes, he will be on tour very shortly, within the next week inshallah. He will be landing in South Africa, and he will be hosted by Madrasa Diaul Badr and Qari Musa Sirat inshallah. So we will be giving away 10 couple tickets, so those tickets will be more for the elderly and senior people. So whatever questions we will be asking, we would prefer that the elderly phone in and give the answers to the questions, because unfortunately these prizes aren't for children. It is couple tickets. And regarding the second competition, Avisar?
Yes, inshallah, we will also be giving away tickets to the Indonesia Muslim School's play, which is The Merchant of Venice. And I'm sure you are quite acquainted with the details of this play. And inshallah, we will be giving away tickets during the course of this program. And the first dimension to our quiz for this week, we have tweeted it on our Twitter handle at Radio Islam, and we've posed a mathematical equation, and if you could find the answer to that, then you would win tickets as well. So you can check out our Twitter handle for that. And we will also be having a stereogram picture, which we did have last week. And for those who are unaware, stereogram picture is a picture within a picture. And if you just look at the picture at first, it looks like a pattern with no definite object. But upon really observing it, you would find there is a hidden 3D image which stares right back at you if you look at it for about 30 seconds to 40 seconds. So we will be posting the stereogram as well on Twitter and Instagram, and you can have a look at it. And if you are able to identify the 3D object, then do call us on 011-854-1548, or they can SMS us at 488-458-855, and you will also win tickets to the Merchant of Venice play, which is hosted by the Indonesian Muslim School and has an Islamic dimension to it as well.
Yes, so that's what's up for tonight on the Nazm Hour. Two competitions that will be running side by side. Preferably the competition regarding Madrasa Diaul Badr and the annual the gala, which will be next weekend, will be on the line on 011-854-1548. And all of the Saad's competitions regarding the LMS dinner will be on our SMS line at 488-55. So we await your calls on 011-854-1548. But not forgetting, this is the Nazm Hour, and we await to hear your voice, your talent, and this is your time to shine. Coming back to our studios here, it gives me great honor to introduce our guest here tonight. And firstly, we'll be introducing Hazrat Qari Musa Sirat Hafidhullah Wara'ah, who is the head of Madrasa Diaul Badr, and he is the founder as well of such an extremely important organization in our community. He has been previously many a time on Radio Islam and always involved in charity work, mashallah. And besides that, Hazrat Qari Sahib has a link to the Nazm Hour, and that's his beautiful voice, mashallah, which is very well known throughout South Africa. And he will also be sharing with us few of his naats and nazams. And with him, he has Qari Salim Fulat, inshallah, is one of the asatida at his madrasa. We will be introducing him a bit later, inshallah. And he will also be singing for us today on the Nazm Hour. So that's what you can expect for the next 2 hours on Medium Wave 1548. For now, let us introduce our most esteemed guest, Hazrat Qari Musa Sirat. Assalamu alaikum, Qari Sahib.
Walaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for having me here at this hour of yours, this Nazam hour of you peoples, mashallah. And we say assalamu alaikum to all the esteemed listeners of Radio Islam International. It is once again, I'm humbled, I'm honored to be in your presence and in your midst in this radio station.
Definitely, guys. So I think we're more honored to have you here. And I think this is just an excuse to get you in the radio station. I think we should have got him long ago, Avisar.
Yes, definitely, but now there's prizes with it, so we've got a bonus, alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
We've got yourself with us.
Alhamdulillah.
And prizes on now.
Alhamdulillah. I'm also on a prize.
The most valuable prize tonight, indeed. Hazrat Ali Musa Sirat, mashallah. Khalisa, perhaps you can tell us more regarding your madrasa and the institute itself, Madrasa Diyaul Badr.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. We thank Allah. About 28 years ago, we founded Madrasa Diyaul Badr. 7-8 like-minded colleagues, friends, teachers of mine. We started Madrasa Ziaul Badr, and we specialize in Hibs only, and we specialize with only students from the African continent. We have 20% students from South Africa, the other come from 16 neighboring countries up to Mali, Somalia, and even Senegal. We have total 74 students living in our hostel facilities. Many of these students, when they come, they don't even speak English, and they don't understand you, you don't understand them, and we start from the very basics, from Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha. We start with ABC. We do have English, maths, computers, and seerah, and we do have aqaid, but our main focus is the Quran. Many of our students, they start from Alif Ba, and these very same students, they complete Hafiz al-Quran. And students finish reading the Quran, the Nazra that they learn. I must say that they really do a thorough job. When a student starts learning the Quran, when he completes his Nurani Qaida, and when he starts Quran, he's able to read every ayah, spelling every letter and joining every letter up to approximately 8 to 10 paras. And then they go into the Hifz class, and you can see that the benefit of them doing the spelling of every word and every ayah of the Quran, they go along and they become Jayyid Hafiz al-Qurans.
MashaAllah. Regarding any institute of deen, and especially whenever there's a great effort of deen taking place, always there's some challenges attached to it. Perhaps you can share with us, currently I know in many of the Darul Ulooms they are experiencing challenges with regard to visas with foreign students. Is it the same with the African countries, or is it just more to the European countries?
No, it does. We do also face the very same challenges. From time now and then, they do change their systems of issuing visas. Then they want documentations, they want medical aids, proof of medical aids that the students have, and that we do face that. But what happens when a student is enrolled? We give him a letter for 5 years, and that once he gets a visa for 5 years. Alhamdulillah, we want a student to live with us for about 3 to 4 years maximum, and we want him to roll out. This is a manufacturing company. We don't want students to live there forever. They need to be there for 3-4 years, become Hafiz al-Quran, go to Darul Ulums, go to other institutions where they go to higher schools, high schools, and they go to Darul Ulums, and they need to carry on. So we do have the problem. Yes, we do face the problem, but alhamdulillah, we get around it. We have many students who have asylums also, political asylums, and we have taken them because they permitted to study. So we do find that, and there are challenges.
Currently, Karisa, in your madrasa, how many students are they in the complement of Satida?
We have a total staff of 17. In our hostel, we keep 74 students living in the hostel, and our total facility where our Hifz classes, Nazar classes, we get approximately, we have total about 92, 93 students every day.
Alhamdulillah, Karisab, I believe that just last year was the opening of the Madrasa Diyaul Badr's mother's home, and this is also a branch of the Madrasa as well. So what does this entail and what...
Yes, that is, let me say to you that that was a dream come true. Mm-hmm. Some 25 years ago, I was called out in the community and we were looking for a mother who was gone missing. And when she went missing, it was a cold Friday night, I can remember. And looking for her, eventually we realized that she was in the home because we seen the keys on the dining room table. When we opened the house with the assistant of the police and the fire department, and the most gruesome thing that I've ever seen in my life was to see a mother who had passed away days before. She had a under blanket which was heated, that was on, and she may have passed away on Monday or so, and we've discovered her body on Friday, and her body was in the very early stages of decomposition, and her entire body was filled with ants. To remove her body from that room really took us a long, long time. We had to only touch her body with our fingertips. And that is where the seed was planted. And this dream came along that one day, inshallah, I'd love to open up a home where I can keep mothers. And let me say, I'm not going to solve the problem of the community. I'm not going to have the solutions to all the problems that we have, but I can be part of a solution to the problems that we face. And I must say that today, while sitting here today, we had an interview this morning of a mother and a daughter, and I never ever possessed tissues in my office, in my boardroom, or wherever it is. But after listening to the problems that a mother and daughter had today, I can say that every member who was on the interviewing panel was in tears. So yes, on the 20th of September, we opened this mother's home. We had a colleague of mine, Maulana Ihsan Hendricks Nadwi, and Brother Idris Kamisa, that did the opening of this mother's home. We can accommodate 25 mothers. Mm-hmm. We started, the first mother that came into the home was a mother, also a lesson for us to learn, that 98% of her family were Christians. Mm-hmm. Only 2% of her family were Muslims, and that were her children only. And we took the mother in. Today, alhamdulillah, we have 10 mothers in, inshallah, by Monday, Tuesday, we'll have 12 mothers. This is a learning curve for myself, my trustees, and I must say that we have a females committee that runs this with us. And I must say that every day we learn something new. Friends, let me say to you that I have visited 84 mothers' homes and fathers' homes, old age homes. I visited 84. I've seen many. I've seen them in many different countries where government assists also. And I must say that sadly, where I've seen many mothers living by themselves, the conditions and in the way they live, Allah protect all of us. Allah instill in us that love for our mothers and our fathers. And let me say to you that, yes, I do have a dream. That dream was fulfilled of opening MZB Mother's Home, but my dream has not stopped there. The next dream I have is a father's home with an aged village adjacent to Madrasa Ziaul Badr in Jabistan.
Ameen, inshallah. We make God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept all your efforts, inshallah. And let us realize the need for this khidmah of deen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take khidmah of deen from all of us as well, inshallah. Ameen. But 29 minutes past the hour 5, in studio with us, Hazrat Qari Musa Sirat, Hafidahullah, who's just speaking about Madrasa Diyaul Badr. Now, Qari Sahib, coming to the focus of our program today, and that is the tour of Hazrat Qari Ahsan Mohsin Qasimi. Perhaps you can give a brief background with regards to who is Qari Sahib and what does his tour entail?
Yes, some times ago, it was about 18 months ago, I had seen a clip of Qari Ihsan Mohsin Muhammad Qasimi that was sent to me by a friend of mine from India. When I listened to him, I must say that knowing that he is blind, and Qari Sahib's first nazam, Nadir, I heard, was the one, Mera Nabi, Mera Nabi, Wo Unka Nabi, Mera Nabi, Sabka Nabi. And immediately I spoke to my colleagues in the madrasa, and I must say that this world is so small. As much as we know that the world is so huge and large, it is so small that within 72 hours we had made contact with Qari Ehsan Mohsin across the world to find him. It took us less than 72 hours to find him, get his telephone number, and I arranged to meet him after a few weeks when I went to India. So this preparation did not start like a month ago or 2 months ago. It started in 2014, before the opening of our mother's home. And talking to Qari Ehsan Mohsin, him meeting me on two or three occasions, and we decided that, yes, we have started this mother's home. We have bought two homes as Jason and across the road from the madrasa. And we needed to raise funds. We needed we need to raise about 6 million rand for the mother's home and the adjacent properties. So we decided to have a tour of Qari Ehsan Mohsin, and on this tour we will start with a gala dinner, which will be on the 22nd of August 2015 at the UNISAR Conference Center, which is next week. We have 1,500 guests that we expect. Yes, we will have pledges. We will have an auction. Whole idea is not only to generate revenue for Madrasa Ziaul-Badr. This trip also is to encourage our youth, our children, our mothers, our brothers, sisters, daughters, that to inculcate in them the love of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim through the medium of naats and nazams and hams. So that is one of the primary reasons also. And thereafter we do have another fundraising dinner that's going to take place. Or yes, it's going to be in Durban also, which is for the Syrian orphanage also. And at the same time, when this tour comes to an end, we're having an afternoon at the Wits Great Hall, and all the funds that generate from there will go to a project that is been run, and it's going to be built by the Bertram's Muslim Association. They're going to build classes for kindergartens, primary classes, and classes to run the madrasa. So this program is not only, and this tour is not only benefiting Madrasa Ziaul-Badr, but other charity projects also.
Yes, indeed, and that's Hazrat Qari Sahab talking about the gala dinner, which is next week. And alhamdulillah, they have been very kind to us here at Radio Islam and have extended to us 10 couple tickets, which we will be giving away tonight on the Nizam Hour, inshallah. Hazrat Qari Sahab has a set of questions, which for me are very easy. So I hope everybody gets them right, inshallah. And soon after this next ad break and not break by Ehsan Mohsin Qasimi, we will be starting with the quizzes, inshallah. You're live on the Nizam Hour. Stay tuned.
Choose to support Islamic Relief in helping the most needy and the orphaned in South Africa and overseas. Donate your zakah, sadaqa and lilla. Donate online at www.islamic-relief.co.za. Visit the Islamic Relief offices in Johannesburg, Cape Town, Durban or Pietermaritzburg. Or call 0861 112 844. Islamic Relief. Since 1984, helping the world's poorest people.
Stantec, Radio Islam satellite signal provider, has once again changed our decoder settings. We have in place a dual frequency connection period, which means that both the old and new settings will work until the 31st of August 2015. As of the 1st of September 2015, your decoder will only work with the new settings. Under the circumstances, retuning may be done by the following. Oneself, using the DIY instructions on our website, www.radioislam.org.za. Bring your decoder in for retuning at Radio Islam's offices from Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in Lanasia, 35 Cuckoo Avenue. Phone our call center during office hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 011-854-7022. and receive instructions on how to retune your decoder. If you are tuning your decoder on your own, you will require a TV monitor. Our technical team will be visiting different areas throughout South Africa. In the Gauteng province, our team will be in Marlboro on Saturday the 15th of August. 5 Islamabad Drive. Contact number 082-855-2677. In Palm Ridge on Monday the 17th of August. 62 Celta Street, Madrasa area. Contact number 072-909-8659. Technicians for the Gauteng region. Ibrahim Shah 079-138-4961. Molana Ibrahim Pirali 074-034-7860. Abdul Haq Panchbhai 074-786-7860. Safwan Khan 061-257-5789. Please bring along your remote for retuning.
جس کے وسیلے سے بنی ہے وہ ہاشم مکی
وہ میرا نبی سب کا نبی ان کا نبی ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. اللہم صلی وسلم وبارک علی نبینا محمد وعلی آلہ واصحابہ ومن والاہم بإحسان الى یوم الدین. Welcome back to the Nizam Hour. 36 minutes past the hour of 5, and yes, we are about to begin our competition. To remind those who haven't been listening from the beginning of the program, in studio with us tonight we have the head of the Madrasa Diyaul Badr, Hazrat Qari Musa Sirat Sab, as well with one of along with him, one of his asatidha from the madrasa, Hazrat Qali Salim Fulat, who inshallah, who alhamdulillah have joined us here at the Radio Islam Studios. And we are hosting a competition tonight for a gala dinner, which is next week Saturday, the 22nd of August in Omonde at the Unisa Hall. And alhamdulillah, we are giving away 10 couple tickets tonight. So Hazrat Qali Sahib has 10 questions inshallah, which are very easy. And we hope that everyone gets the opportunity, but unfortunately there are only 10 couples. So wherever the 10 lucky ones are, Visar, you can't go, you know, you don't have a wife.
I'll eat for two people.
The guy said, doesn't qualify.
My brother, we on. We will give you two plates.
Are we on, guys?
Yeah, we on. We will take
you. Guys, I need company, because you know,
no,
when there's one big eater, it doesn't look
no
very
problem. Good. We have many, many eaters.
Oh,
yes, the whole purpose is to get into your stomach and go to your heart. So we will do that. So you are an eater, we will feed you, my brother.
Guys, have you think? It doesn't look like an eater. Let's be honest.
Let me tell you something, that you know, guys who don't eat, we pick up weight. And guys who eat a lot, they look slim and trim. So don't ever underestimate them. And it looks like you can see Hafiz Saad is an eater. Mm. So we take him on next week.
There we go. I have permission.
You have already a ticket for you already. Without compromising in the 10 couples, you've got it already.
From Qari Sahib himself, I have the assurance I can eat for two people.
Absolutely.
Sahib Yusuf,
I have to eat for one. Inshallah, live at this dinner will be Hazrat Qari Ihsan Mohsin Qasimi, which is very well known on the airwaves of Radio Islam. And yes, that was his not playing before we came back on air. Wo mera nabi, sabka nabi, unka nabi hai. So, Qari Sahib, without further ado, inshallah, I think we should begin with the competition before we take our first two callers this evening. What is the first question?
I'd love the callers to call in. And my first question to the listeners out there is, who are the presenters of the Nizam Hour today? Excluding me, I'm not a presenter, but I'd like to know from the public who's listening out there. And I want to just clarify, these tickets are for the gala dinner in Omondi, Johannesburg. So even if you call in from KwaZulu-Natal or wherever you call in from, and if you're going to make it, you're welcome.
Alhamdulillah. There you have it, an opportunity to win two tickets. So that's a ticket for a couple to the gala dinner, which is taking place in Omondi. Who are the presenters of Radio Islam's Nizam Hour today? 011-854-1548. Hafiz Yusuf, you can't phone in. Just you've got your cell phone there, you can't phone in.
And I must say, some of the presenters of Radio Islam, like Maulana Habib Bobatan, they cannot phone. And they're not eligible.
Well, are they not eligible because they're too big eaters?
No, they are very big eaters.
Oh, so we have
Absolutely.
So there you have it. You are listening to Radio Islam International, and Alhamdulillah, Qari Saab is gelling in very well with the nature of Nizam Al, which is more of a calm, chilled nature, Alhamdulillah. And Qari Saab has given us a fantastic time here and fantastic prizes as well. So if you know who are the presenters of the Radio Islam's Nizam Hour today, then do call us 011-854-1548.
Just to remind our listeners, this competition are for the more senior residents of the family, although this is the Nizam Hour, but we would like the elders of the family, perhaps the parents or the grandparents, to phone in, inshallah, and give the answers. The children can give the answer, but we don't want to dishearten the child, because they will be giving the answers and they won't be winning the prize. So hence we are requesting if the parents could phone or the grandparents, so we do not want to dishearten any child out there. But this is your program, kids out there. 011-854-1548. You still can phone in and sing for us your favorite anashid. I think we're going to take our first caller for the evening, Abisar.
Yes, Bismillah. I think that is a good idea. And do you think they'll win it, Abu Yusuf?
I don't know. Let's see. Is this a Nizam or is this a winner for the competition? Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
You think this is a Nizam, Abisar?
No. I think I'm going to answer the question.
Maybe a Qirat.
Maybe a Qirat. This Uncle Sandy, he's got a voice for Qirat. Assalamu alaikum. Who are we speaking to?
Alaikum salam. We're speaking to Brother Shiraz.
Brother Shiraz, how are you keeping? Where are you calling us from? Where are you calling us from, Brother Shiraz?
From Laneja,
mashallah. So you're not far away.
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. So you think you have the answer for the question?
Yes, I do.
Positive.
We
100%.
We have a ghost presenter also in studio. So you have to be sure.
Sure.
Okay, Bismillah, you may get. Who are the presenters tonight on the Nizam Hour?
And Brother Sharad, if I see that's the correct answer, who are you taking with you to the gala dinner?
My wife.
Oh, I was hoping to be at the office, Yusuf Abisar.
No, but Abisar, I'm not sure if the answer is right, but it depends on the makhraj and the tajweed of how you pronounce the names.
Allah, do you want him to give your middle name as well, Abisar?
Yeah.
Abu Yusuf, son of Muhammad Rawat.
No, I'm just joking, Brother Shiraz. MashaAllah.
Brother Shiraz, yes, you are eligible for these two tickets. You can come and pick them up now. The value of these two tickets are 2,000 rand for a couple. You can come now to Radio Islam. We have these tickets available. Please come, my brother. You are absolutely right. It seems like you listen to Radio Islam. You are a follower of this Nazam Hour. And MashaAllah, JazakAllah, you have got a couple's ticket. You can tell your wife in a quiet that you've gone out of your way to get it, and you can make a night and a day for her and bring her to this gala dinner. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. It will be our pleasure and honor for us to have you.
Jazakallah so much,
Khairan, Brother Shiraz. And what Nizam would you like to hear on the Nizam Hour today?
Brother Shiraz, give us your surname.
Sallu.
Shiraz Sallu.
Oh, this is Brother Shiraz Sallu from the Sharon Islam Masjid.
Correct.
Allah, this is my Sati, Abu Yusuf.
That's how you know.
There's a chance. That's nepotism, eh? I don't think, Brother Shiraz, you qualified as nepotism, but nevertheless, we've given it to you. It's yours.
I don't know any Shiraz from Sharon Islam. Maybe it's the French Shiraz.
Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Brother, you can pick up your tickets immediately from Radio Islam. We are here, Salam. And we will give it to you after Maghrib.
Alright,
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
assalam. 43 minutes past the hour 5, and that was our first caller on the Nizam Hour participating in the on-air competition, which is hosted by Madrasa Diyaul Badr, and they are giving away tickets to the gala dinner, which is taking place in a Monday, inshallah. So you can stay tuned, 9 questions to go, and you may be one of those 9 lucky winners who will also win a ticket for a couple to this gala dinner.
Abisar, I think we can give away 2 more before the break. What do you think?
2 more before the break. So it's 2 in 6 minutes.
Yes, we can Bismillah. Do so. We have ardent listeners of Nizam Hour, and surely the next question is...
Kaisa, before, I'm going to ask Kaisa to say the question immediately after to sing for us his first night of the evening, inshallah.
Okay, the first question, the second question is, what is the name of the Nath reciter that is coming from India? What is his name? Please, any caller who calls in and tell us what is his name, he will be eligible for the next couple's ticket. And we wait for your calls, but it just reminds me going back 40, 45 years ago in Madrasa, we learned a beautiful, beautiful zikr. And let me recite that zikr for you. And I learned it when I was a very little boy. And in our assembly, we used to read this. And I will recite this for you. And it goes like this. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, amanna bi rasulillah, amanna bi rasulillah, sabse ala Allah, sabka maula Allah, sabko paida usne kiya kudrat wala Allah hai la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah amanna bi rasulillah amanna bi rasulillah uske barabar koi nahi sabka aaga Allah hai kaun hai mera uske siwa mera sahara Allah hai la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah amanna bi rasulillah amanna bi rasulillah sab ki dua hai sunta hai rehmat wala Allah hai sab ki dua hai sunta hai rehmat wala Allah hai la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah amanna bi rasulillah amanna bi rasulillah amanna bi rasulillah.
Subhanallah, jazakallah khair Isaf for that excellent nizam in excellent melody as well. Really heartwarming indeed. And maybe Hafiz Yusuf, we can give us a tarjuma,
We've got 3 minutes to the Maghrib Azan, inshallah. But a beautiful nizam. I remember that when I was young. I thought that nizam came out that time. But as Qari Sahib is mentioning, 45 years ago, mashallah. At least I don't know where you were 45 years ago. Nevertheless, do you think anyone on our lines has an answer for the question? The second question tonight, and that is,
what is the name of the reciter of Nasheeds coming to South Africa? What is his name?
What is the name of the reciter which is going to be hosted by Madrasa Diaul Badr in the forthcoming week? Let's go to our lines and let's hope the first caller hears the answer, inshallah. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Caller, this is your chance for 2,000 rand worth of tickets. Assalamu alaikum. I'm not sure. I think, okay, perhaps we've lost that caller. Not his lucky day today. Let's try the next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And how are you keeping today, Apa?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Do you have the answer?
It's the reciter is Hafiz Muhammad Qasimi. He's from India.
Hafiz Muhammad Qasimi.
If you want to elaborate, can you give me the first name?
No.
Take a guess.
Muhammad
is his father's name, but his first name. Since you've made an effort, I am going to give you that. I'm going to give it to you, but his name is Qari Ihsan Muhsin Muhammad Qasimi.
Masha Allah, such a beautiful name.
Alhamdulillah, but yes, sister, you've made an effort. Surely, we are going to give you that tickets for a couple. You need to give us your name. Don't stay anonymous because we won't know who is an anonymous. Please give us your name so that you can collect your ticket from Radio Islam. Umm Talha.
Taha.
Taha. MashaAllah. And you're calling from Lanesia?
Yes, sir.
You can come immediately and pick up your tickets. It's here. It's waiting for you.
I'll send my husband after Maghrib Salah.
Please. And will you ask him to recite a nizam or not for us?
He won't.
All right. Okay. Jazakallah for calling.
Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
It is time now for the Maghrib Adhan, inshallah. We will continue this amazing and important quiz after the Maghrib Salah. But for now, Visari, here's one question for his quiz which he likes to pose, which he would like to pose before the Maghrib Adhan, inshallah.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Well, as we said, we have tickets for the Merchant of Venice play to give away. And one of them being part of the initiative of the Realms magazine. And they posted a sequence, a quadratic sequence with three variables. And this is mainly, I think, applying to the high school students out there. And this would be quite easy to get if you do know your sequence in geometry. And we've had many responses, and the correct response came from Sister Sadia. And she says that X is equal to 7, Y is equal to 19, and Z is equal to 39. We've had many, many other responses saying 8, 16, and 24, 7, 8, 16, and 40. 8, 16, and 24, but the correct answer came from Sister Sadia, and that was 7, 19, and 39. That was a competition which is taking place via the Twitter handles. So you can stay tuned with regards to our Twitter competitions at Radio Islam. And the second competition which we'll be hosting now to win the tickets to the Merchant of Venice play will be a stereogram, which we have posted one last week. And inshallah, this week we'll be posting another one. So the stereogram is a picture within a picture. If you stare at it for a long time, observing the patterns, then you would see the 3D object hidden in the picture. And if you correctly identify the picture, then do SMS us on 48855. That's 48855. And inshallah, you will stand a chance of winning two tickets to this play, which is hosted by the Lanesia Muslim School.
But 9 minutes to the hour of six, we're just going to play for you quickly the LMS the LMS play promo, inshallah. Thereafter, we have a live studio adhan, which will be rendered by Qari Salim Fulat, inshallah. Oh, okay. The engineer says unable to find that promo. Okay, inshallah, now will be the adhan, inshallah, after the adhan promo, and that will be by Hazrat Qari Salim Fulat, who is an ustad at Madrasa Abdiya al-Badr. We will be joined shortly with you after the Maghrib Salah. Stay tuned.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We have one mayat announcement. This is the mayat of Marhum Rashid Gardi, son of late Hafiz Ibrahim Gardi and the father of Ibrahim Gardi from Aranio Furnishes. The mayat will leave from 27 Hermans Crescent, Extension 9, Lanesia. The pickup time will be 8:15 p.m. and the Janaza Salah will be 8:30 p.m. proceeding to Lanesia Avalon Cemetery. That is the mayat of Rashid Gardi, the son of late Hafiz Ibrahim Gardi and the father of Ibrahim Gardi from Aranio Furnishes. The mayat will leave from 27 Hermans Crescent, Extension 9, Lanesia at 8:15 p.m. and the Janaza Salah will be 8:30 p.m. at the Lanesia Avalon Qabristan. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and all marhumin. One should recite Surah Ikhlas thrice for the Isali Thawab of one's parents and all the marhumin.
أهلاً وسهلاً ومرحباً بكم. Welcome to the Nizam Hour, your favorite 2 hours of the week.
Hafiz Yusuf, don't you think their favorite two presenters as well? Don't push it.
Showcase your talents on the Nizam Hour. Your voice, your talent, your time to shine.
Twelve minutes past the hour of six. Welcome back to the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Ravid, and my honourable and dear co-host, Hafiz Muhammad Saad.
Yes, a pleasure to be back on the airwaves of Radio Islam International. We just went for our Maghrib break, and I'm sure all of our listeners out there are anxiously anticipating the next segment of the Nizam Hour. We have in studio with us Qadi Saab from Madrasa Diya Ul Badr, and we are giving away tickets to the gala dinner, which is taking place, inshallah, at the UNISA Conference Center in Monday. And we're giving away 10 tickets, which actually 20 tickets for 10 couples, and these are based on 10 questions which we are asking on air. And as we said, these questions are aimed mainly at the elderly couples, so we would appreciate it if those, the elderly out there, could call us on 011-854-1548 and give us the answers to the questions which we have asked. We've already asked two questions, and the two questions we asked was that who are the presenters of the Radio Islam's Nizam Hour, and what is the name of the Nasheed reciter coming from India. And inshallah, now we will present the third question to you, and if you think you know the answer, then 011-854-1548 is the number to dial, and you stand a chance of winning a ticket for a couple to the fundraising dinner, the gala dinner.
Visa, you think people are waiting by the phone and the telephone digits at the same time? People are on the line already waiting to know.
I think they got 011-854-1548 on the speed dial already, after so. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Which institution is the host of this guest? So we said Qari Ihsan Muhsin Qasimi, a world-renowned nasheed and naat reciter from India, will be visiting our shores. And who is the, which institute will be hosting Qari Ihsan Muhsin Qasimi? 011-854-1548.
While we await your calls on our line, 011-854-1548, in studio we have with us Hafiz Muhammad Yasin Chunara, who is very well known for singing the very well known Naat of Hazrat Qari Ihsan Muhsin Qasimi, that is Bo Mera Nabi. And inshallah, we're going to ask him to sing for us a short snippet from the Nasheed, inshallah. Bismillah.
وہ جس کے لیے محفل کونین سجی ہیں فردوس سے بری جس کے وسیلے سے بنی ہیں وہ ہاشم مکی مدنی العربی ہیں وہ میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے وہ میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے وہ میرا نبی ہے احمد ہے محمد ہے وہی ختم رسول ہے مخدوم مربی ہے وہی والی کل ہے اس پر ہی نظر اس پر ہی نظر سارے زمانے کی لگی ہے وہ میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے وہ میرا نبی میرا نبی میرا نبی ہے وہ میرا نبی ہے
MashaAllah, Hafiz Yasin. One of the reasons of bringing Qari Ihsan Muhsin Qasimi and our previous tour we had of Maulana Imtiaz Sidat is to encourage our little ones, our young children, to take up to read Naat, Nazms and Hams of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the thing to create that inspire the children from reading Naats, Nazms. So, Alhamdulillah.
Indeed, Alhamdulillah. His Muhammad Yasin is one who also inspired many in the country. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use him for the khidmat of deen. And to inspire one and all for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to bring the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. It's the Nazam hour. It's Nazams, it's prizes, it's tickets, it's everything happening yet tonight. Perhaps Abi Saad will sing for us also.
Perhaps, always a chance at everything, I was used to. But for now, let's listen.
Kaisa, would you want to hear Abisar's voice?
Yes, I'd love to listen to him. You can go ahead. I will give him a ticket immediately.
2,000 rupees, that's how much.
And we can top it up also. But next week's gala dinner, we can call it a walima also.
Now I'm interested.
Yeah, now you're interested.
You see, Yusuf, you don't come with the right deals. Karisab is coming with the right deals, yeah.
I'm organizing it.
I think we can listen to our young Nizam, our fans out there, rather sing for us. 011-854-1548. Yusuf, I think we need some of our young listeners to call in again and sing their favorite nasheed for us. That is the crux of the Nizam Hour. So there you have it, the number to dial, 011-854-1548. Also coming back to the ticket giveaway of the Merchant of Venice play, we've tweeted a picture of a stereogram. A stereogram actually is a picture of a hidden 3D image. So if you are able to identify that, please do SMS us, Hafiz Yusuf Rawat. Eagerly await your SMSs at 488-584-8855. You can view the picture at my Twitter handle at msaadjada, M-S-A-A-D-J-A-D-A. And we have a tweet coming through from Ibrahim, and his Twitter handle's name is Uncle Ibrahim. And he says, I put on my 3D glasses and I see nothing. This is a scam. But I think... That's a good one. That's a good one with some good humor there. But no, that's not what we mean by a 3D image. What we mean is if you gaze at the image for a long period of time, about 30 to 45 seconds, then you will start to see a 3D object hidden in this picture. And if you get the answer, then please do SMS us 488-55.
I see we have one SMS, and that is coming in from Farooq Mutala from Port Shepson, and he says, Mashallah to Hafiz Yasin Chunara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Going back to our lines, let's hope someone has the answer to our question tonight. What is the question, Abisar?
Well, the question is, which institution is the host of Qari Ihsan Muhsin Qasimi? Which institution is the host of Qari Ihsan Muhsin Qasimi? If you do have the answer, then the number to dial is 011-854-1548. And two tickets to the gala dinner, which is going to take place on the 22nd of August at the UNISA Conference Center, could be yours. So do call us and we await your calls.
Going to our line, 011-854-1548. Caller, you live on here. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Abdurrahman.
Abdurrahman, mashallah. And where are you calling us from?
What bank? What bank?
From what bank, mashallah? You calling to sing for us? You calling to take part in the competition?
Competition.
You're taking part in the competition. I think the father's shy to speak on here. Okay, no problem. Do you have the answer for me, my young boy?
Yes.
What's the answer?
Madrasa Ziaul Badr.
Oh, mashallah. But you never said you were tajweed. Now you have to say Madrasa Ziaul Badr.
MashaAllah,
MashaAllah. MashaAllah, and boy, this is the correct answer. Madrasa Diyaul Badr is the host of Qari Ihsan Muhsin Qasimi. And you have won two tickets. And are you going to give these tickets to your parents?
Yes.
Are you going to give these tickets to your parents?
Yes.
MashaAllah, may Allah accept you and accept your khidmat for your parents as well. Please do leave your details with our engineer. We're going to just cross you over to our engineer, Hafiz Hamdala, and you'll leave your details with him, and thereafter we will tell you exactly when you can pick up the tickets. You'd actually pick it up from the Regisam offices, but just do leave your details with us, inshallah.
Yeah. Rahman, before you go, can you just give us your daddy's name, please?
Hussein Patel.
Hussein Patel from World Bank.
Yes.
Okay, and just leave your telephone number and that with the engineer, okay? Alright, Jazakumullah khayyam.
Jazakumullah, that was the correct answer, mashallah. They have won two tickets to the gala dinner, which is taking place on the 22nd of August.
MashaAllah, Jazakallah. Yes, Madrasa Ziaul Badr is the host of Qari Ihsan Muhsin Muhammad Qasimi, and mashallah, from World Bank all the way. We look forward in you people being part of this gala dinner, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, may Allah accept it from Madrasa Diyaw Badr. May take this madrasa from strength to strength and accept all those who are involved in the initiative as well, and accept them further for the effort and for the khidmat of the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah.
Hafiz Saad, I say that you should pose the next question as we have anxious callers waiting. They want to know. They want to be at this gala dinner. Hafiz Saad, please.
They want to be there.
Please. Please give them, ask them the fourth question.
Bismillah, Qari Saad, can you give us the fourth question?
No, I want you to do it. You, my host.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, so the fourth question is, where is this institution situated? Where is this institution situated? And you can't say South Africa, you have to be more specific than that. Where is this institution situated? I've used one coordinates as well. GPS coordinates. I mean, how technical are we getting now?
I don't know. Let's see if they get the answer right first.
Give us the suburb where Madrasa Ziaul Badr is
situated.
23
minutes past the hour of 6. You're on the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat, Hafiz Muhammad Saad Jara, in studio with us, the head of Madrasa Diawul Badr, Qari Musa Sirat, Hafidahullah, and with him, one of his asatida, who had mashmi, very, very beautifully rendered the Maghrib Adhan, that is Qari Salim. Qari Salim, mashallah. And also in studio with us, Hafiz Muhammad Yasim Chunara, who had very beautifully rendered for us a nizam. We await your call 011-854-1448. We also want the small ones to phone in and sing for us their favorite anashid, or perhaps request Hazrat Qari Sab to sing any of his anashid which he renders. So 011-854-1448 is the main number to be dialing tonight.
Just coming back to the competition of the stereogram, we've tweeted a picture of the stereogram and we have a few responses. As we said, Brother Ibrahim, in his Twitter handle, says, Uncle Ibrahim says, I put on my 3D glasses and I see nothing. We said, no, you're doing it wrong. Sister Aisha Pando says, it is people standing in a line. People standing in a line. No, unfortunately, that's an incorrect answer. And the correct response we have from Brother Zahir Fahad, mashallah, he says it's a boat with a sail. Abhishek, do you think that's correct?
I haven't seen the picture, Abhishek. I think you lost hope in me because last week I couldn't figure it out.
So you mean you can't see it?
I think those people, I don't know, it's you're all in the same category of people with us who actually have eyesight, can't make it out. I don't know, Qari Saab, perhaps you can see the picture and tell me if you see what they see.
So this, I'm just showing Qari Saab a picture of the stereogram. It appears to be just a blank picture with some patterns on it, but upon further observation, you can actually see a 3D object in the background.
You know, I see stars.
We have three
Let
of
me
yes.
say to you, I see stars.
Kaisap, I agree with you. I don't know what they see. I think there's some sort of a jinnah thing.
So, brother, Muhammad Yasmin's channel father also trying out here, and he's telling us that it appears to be heads. I think maybe that's possible because somebody else also tweeted us and said they've seen people sitting in a line. But the correct
maybe
answer...
Maybe Hafiz Saad standing in the backdrop.
Well, the correct answer we received from Brother Zahir Fahad, and he said it's a boat with a sail. So it's a sailboat. So Brother Zahir Fahad, if you are listening, then do please call our engineer on 011-854-1548 and leave your details with the engineer, and we'll get back to you and get your prize to you. You have won tickets to the Merchant of Venice play. But unfortunately, Brother Zahir, you will not be able to attend as it's a ladies-only event. So you can give this as a gift to your mother or anyone else. And we have the correct answer coming from Brother Ismail Nana. And he said it's a ship with a big sail. But unfortunately, Brother Zahir beat you to that. But mashallah, that is the correct answer.
Going back to the lines and the question which was posed, fourth question for tonight, that Madrasa Diawul Badr is the host of Hazrat Qari Ihsan Muhsin Qasimi Hafidahullah. Now the question is, where is this institution situated? Where is this institution situated? So let's go to our line, 011-854-1548. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Umay Muaz,
how are you keeping tonight?
Alhamdulillah.
And do you think you have the answer?
Chi.
And what is the answer?
Chappistown, Johannesburg.
Chappistown.
Mashallah, yes. Can you tell me what was Chappistown known? Up to now also, recently also, it's known by another name. Do you know by any chance?
No.
No, it is also called Belgravia. But you are 100% right. Have you been to Chappistown? Yes, surely you have heard of Chappistown because a few weeks ago it was headlines. Chappistown is always in the headlines. And sister, yes, you have the right answer.
MashaAllah. Sister, we'd just like to ask you to leave your details with the engineer and perhaps... Where are you calling us from?
Johannesburg.
So if you're not able to pick it up tonight, then inshallah we will be leaving it for you here at the Radio Islam
Can
Studio.
Can I pick it up from Qari Musa?
If you know Qari Musa, yes, you can pick it up from him. You can pick it up from Madrasa Ziaul Badr. That's always with a pleasure you can do so.
Okay. Jazakallah.
Khairul Jazah. Welcome.
Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum.
It is 7 minutes past the hour of six. We have winners, and we only have winners. I think every caller was a winner so far, Yusuf. So we can say, Nizam Hour, we make you a winner.
Is that our new promo?
I think that is a new promo. Nizam Hour, where everyone's a winner, even the losers. That there's 011-854-1548.
Before we have our next guest recite for us a Naat, inshallah, we're going to pose to you the fifth question for tonight, and that is, who is representing the host institution today live in the studio? Who is the representative of the institution tonight, which will be hosting Hazrat Qari Ihsan Mohsin Qasimi Hafidhullah? Who is this particular honorable person in studio with us, and what is his name? 011-854-1548. Up next we have Qari Salim Fulat, inshallah, who's one of the Asatidah at Madrasa Diyaul Badr, and inshallah he will be reciting for us. Qari Sahib, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you keeping today?
Alhamdulillah.
Is this your first Nizam Hour experience?
Gee.
And what can you tell us about it? I know the fans like me more than Hafiz Saad, but today we have someone here in studio to decide it.
I can say that he's sweating. That's all I can say. Nobody is seeing him, but he's sweating.
MashaAllah. Guys, what are you going to sing for us today?
One Arabi Nizam.
One Arabi Nizam, inshallah. Bismillah. Tafadda.
الصبح بدا من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته جبريل وطاه لدعوته الله 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 رسول الله قدوتنا رسول الله قدوتنا ودعوته رسالتنا به كانت سعادتنا له وجبت محبتنا رسول الله قدوتنا ودعوته رسالتنا به كانت سعادتنا له وجبت محبتنا رسول الله قدوتنا لقد كملت مزاياه ورب العرش رباه فكل الرسول ترضاه إماما عند مسراه رسول الله قدوتنا رسول الله قدوتنا إلى المعروف يدعونا وبالإحسان يحظونا وبالقرآن يهدينا وبالأخلاق يحمينا رسول الله قدوتنا ودعوته رسالتنا به كانت سعادتنا له وجبت محبتنا.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. What a beautiful indeed, a Subh Badai. And that's a new tune I've heard, Qari Sahib.
Yes, it is a new tune.
Is it probably Diyaul Badr?
Yes, absolutely. For this Nizam Hour.
Diyaul Badr Zindabad. That is the Nizam Hour you're listening to. And it is 31 minutes past the hour of 6. And the question we pose to you, the fourth question tonight, who is the representative of Madrasa Diyaul Badr, who is hosting Hazrat Qari Ihsan Mohsin Qasimi Hafidhullah? But before we take our callers, we're going to ask Avisar what is going next up for us on the LMA, the LMS rather, Merchant of Venice tickets.
Yes, but I think we've given away a lot already, but we have much more to give away. So I'm sure our listeners out there must be anxious to win more tickets to the play. As we said, it's strictly ladies only, so you cannot attend, eh? Strictly ladies only. Taking place on the 29th of August at 2 p.m. at the Petida Hall, Indonesia, Extension 3. Tickets cost 100 rand, and you can purchase also by calling 011-857-1062. The riddle is, Aziz Yusuf, do you have your thinking turban on?
The prize is not for me. I don't have to think today.
But I like to ask you. You know I am going to ask you if you know the answer.
Okay, bismillah.
And there's a great possibility.
Today I can hide it. You won't know.
Well, the riddle is as follows. There are three switches downstairs in an attic. Three switches. And each corresponds to one of three light bulbs. Right? And you can turn the switches on and off and leave them in any position. But you are only allowed one trip to go and look at the bulbs. And thereafter decide which switch is for which bulb. So if you picture this, you are sitting downstairs and there are three switches. And upstairs there are three globes. So you have to find out which switch is for which globe. So you may play around the switches as you wish, but you are only allowed to go upstairs once and now identify which switch is for which globe. How do you do that? What is the possible solution? Obviously,
I don't know, maybe Mohamed Sohaib Lasagna has the answer for that.
Mohamed Sohaib Lasagna, Mohamed, do you have the answer for that?
Just say yeah, Mohamed, no one will know. 011-854-1548. Avisa, perhaps you can ask it one more time for our listeners.
Okay.
They can give the answers on our SMS line. It's 48855. That is the for the competition for the LMS Merchant of Venice play tickets.
So if you have an answer, please do SMS us at 48855, 48855. And inshallah, we will then get back to you if you have sent us the correct answer. So there are three light switches downstairs. Each corresponds to one of three light bulbs upstairs. So you can turn on the switcher, you can turn the switches on or off, leave them in any position that you wish. However, you are only allowed one trip upstairs, and thereafter you have to identify which switch is for which bulb. Three switches, three bulbs. The bulbs are upstairs, the switches are downstairs. You are only allowed one trip upstairs to look at the bulbs, and you have to tell us which switch is for which bulb. So what's the possible solution for this? If you have the answer, 48855 is the SMS number, and we are awaiting your SMSs.
Avisar, I can get you without doing one trip upstairs.
You can do it without getting one trip upstairs.
I don't know how. I'll send you upstairs to look for it. Let's go right
now. This is so typical of Avisar.
Let's go to our agenda. Avisar, let's take our first call and let us see if they know the answer tonight.
Assalamu alaikum caller, you are live on air.
Alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Humaira.
And Humaira, where are you calling us from?
Jamastan.
Germiston, and do you think you have the answer for us?
For the question.
For the question, who is representing Madrasa Dia Ul Badr live in studio today?
Qari Musa Sidat.
Qari Musa Sidat.
I think she should say Hazrat Qari Molana Nazim.
Absolutely, you are right. The humble Khadim of Madrasa Zia al Badr is representing Madrasa Zia al Badr and his trustees today. Yes, you are 100% right. Jazakallah for that answer. And we look forward in your parents being there for the night. Inshallah.
MashaAllah, sister, you can please leave your details with our engineer. And inshallah, we will there after leave the tickets available for pickup at the Radio Islam Studios. So we'll just cross you over to our engineer now, and he will take your details down, inshallah. That was Sister Humaira, all the way from Germiston, getting that one correct. And she said that Qari Musa is the representing Madrasa Dia Ul Badr live in studio on Radio Islam International. That is the correct answer, mashallah. That's 5 tickets already given away, or rather 10 tickets for 5 couples given away live on the Nizam Hour. And for those who have just tuned in, these tickets are for the gala dinner, which will be taking place on the 22nd of August at the UNISA Conference Center in Omonde. And the guest of honor will be none other than Qari Ihsan Muhsin Qasimi, a world-renowned nasheed and naat reciter from India. 5 more questions to go and 5 more lucky couples out there. 011-854-154, it is a number you should have on speed dial by now, and I'm sure all of our listeners out there are anxiously anticipating the next question.
I think we give them the next question just before the air break, Avisar.
Just before the ad break.
Officer, don't do that. Don't do that. Brother Yusuf, don't do that.
We
have anxious people that want to have their supper also, and they're waiting with their telephones. Please give them the sixth question. Ask them the question, then we can have that promo, and then please, please, don't do that to the people.
Okay, so
Karisap is pleading on behalf of all the listeners out there. I'm sure they are very happy for this. Okay, so Bismillah, the question is, who is the media partner for Qari Ihsan Muhsin Qasimi's tour? Who is the official media partner for this tour, which is the tour of Qari Ihsan Muhsin Qasimi, which will be, hosted by Madrasa Abdiya Ul Badr? If you have the answer, 011-854-1548. I'm actually getting tired of saying the number over and over again, but I'm sure we do have the lines are buzzing, Hafiz Ndara. Yes, Hafiz Yusuf, lines are buzzing.
I think we're going to keep the meeting a little. We just have to go for a short ad break, inshallah. We're going to ask Hafiz Hanzala to play for us a track of Khazar Qari Ihsan Muhsin Qasimi. And when we return, we will be taking your calls, inshallah. Stay tuned.
Kalima Tawheed. La ilaha illa Allah wahdahu la sharika lahu. له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير.
There is none worthy of worship besides Allah. He is alone. He has no partner. His is the kingdom, and for him is all praise. He gives life and causes death. In his hand is all good, and he has power over everything. Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah is the greatest. Dua when entering masjid.
Allahumma iftahni abwaab rahmatik.
Oh Allah, open for me the doors of your mercy. Dua before wudu.
Bismillahi walhamdulillah.
In the name of Allah, all praises are due to Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. On the authority of Abi Dharrin Jundub ibn Junada and Abi Abdul Rahman Mu'ad ibn Jabal, may Allah be pleased with them both, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fear Allah wherever you are, and follow up a bad deed with a good one, and it will wipe it out. And behave well towards people. Related by At-Tirmidhi.
Stantec, Radio Islam satellite signal provider, has once again changed our decoder settings. We have in place a dual frequency connection period, which means that both the old and new settings will work until the 31st of August 2015. As of the 1st of September 2015, your decoder will only work with the new settings. Under the circumstances, retuning may be done by the following. Oneself, using the DIY instructions on our website, www.radioislam.org.za. Bring your decoder in for retuning at Radio Islam's offices from Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in Lanasia, 35 Cuckoo Avenue. Phone our call center during office hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 011-854-7022. And receive instructions on how to retune your decoder. If you are tuning your decoder on your own, you will require a TV monitor. Our technical team will be visiting different areas throughout South Africa. In the Gauteng province, our team will be in Marlborough on Saturday the 15th of August. 5 Islamabad Drive. Contact number 082-855-2677. In Palm Ridge on Monday the 17th of August. 62 Celta Street, Madrasa area. Contact number 072-909-8659. Technicians for the Gauteng region. Ibrahim Shah 079-138-4961. Molana Ibrahim Pirali 074-034-7860. Abdul Haq Panchbhai 074-786-7860. Safwan Khan 061-257-5789. Please bring along your remote for retuning.
Yeah. Indonesia Muslim School presents William Shakespeare's famous play, The Merchant of Venice.
If you repay me not, then let the forfeiture be nominated for an equal pound of your fair flesh to be cut off and taken in what part of the body pleases me.
You shall not yield to such a bond for me. I'll rather dwell in my necessity.
It is a lady's only event. If thou wishest, join us in your medieval attire. Tickets are only 100 rand, and a percentage of the proceeds goes towards Nepal in a local organization.
The quality of mercy is not stained. It droppeth as gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath.
Brace yourself for a romantic comedy sprinkled with drama and action that will leave you inspired and desperate for more.
Taking place on the 29th of August at the Bertita Hall Extension Field in Asia at 2 p.m.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do we belong, and unto Him is our return. We have the mayyit announcement of Marhuma Aisha Kasimji, the wife of late George Kasimji of Pietermaritzburg. Will inshallah leave from number 547 Loop Street, Pietermaritzburg, at 8 p.m. and Janaza Salah will be at 8:15 p.m. at the Mountain Rise Qabristan. That's the mayyit of Marhuma Aisha Kasimji, the wife of late George Kasimji of Pietermaritzburg, will be leaving from 547 Loop Street, Pietermaritzburg, at 8 p.m. and thereafter the Janaza Salah will be at 8:15 p.m. at the Mountain Rise Qabristan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all marhumin forgiveness and genital for those, inshaAllah. Ameen.
Hafiz Yusuf Rawat and Hafiz Muhammad Sa'ad Jada every Saturday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
أهلاً وسهلاً ومرحباً بكم. Welcome to the Nizam Hour, your favorite 2 hours of the week.
Hafiz Yusuf, don't you think their favorite 2 presenters as well? Don't push it.
Showcase your talents on the Nizam. Your voice, your talent, your time to shine.
Your voice, your talent, your time to shine. That is the Nizam Hour with myself, Muhammad Sa'ad Chada, and my honorable and esteemed co-host, Hafiz Yusuf Rawat. And today in the studio, we have many guests with us. Qari Musa from the Madrasa Diyaul Badr, as well as Hafiz Muhammad Yasin Chunara, and Qari Salim as well from the Madrasa Diyaul Badr. And we are giving away many, many prizes today. We have 10 couple tickets to the Madrasa Diyaul Badr gala dinner, which is taking place in the UNISA Conference Center, as well as tickets to the Merchant of Venice play, which is being hosted by the Indonesia Muslim School. So lines are buzzing on 011-854-1548, and our Twitter feed is flooding as well. We have Sister Shakira saying that the stereogram is a picture of a ship. Yes, mashallah, that is correct, but unfortunately, Brother Pahad beat you to that. And then we have another tweet coming from Sister Masiha saying, the Nizam Hour always puts me in a happy mood, but it's too short. Add few more hours, please. I can just picture Brother Tufail, our engineer's smile. Normally he says that, you know what, you call it the Nizam Hour, but it's 2 hours. How does that work? Well, I tell him it's 1 hour, but lots of barakat in that hour. So we have to call it 2 hours of the week. And we have Brother Faisal asking, what's the answer to the maths equation? And I can't remember the answer, actually. I have to check my book. But we did have a winner for that one as well. It was Sister Sadia, who had gotten the maths equation correct. And the latest riddle that we've asked you was that you are downstairs in a house. There are 3 switches, each corresponding to a globe on the upper level. You are allowed to play around the switches. That means switch it on, switch it off, leave it any way you want. You can switch it on, you can leave it on, you can leave it off. But you are only allowed 1 trip upstairs to go in, see the bulbs. and you have to determine which bulb is linked to which switch. And how are you going to accomplish this? We want to know from you. 48855 is a number you can SMS us. We did have one response saying that follow the wiring as you go up. But I feel nowadays you put the wiring through the ceiling, so no, you really won't know that.
Avisar, I got another answer.
You have another answer?
Yeah.
SubhanAllah, you always have answers, but no questions. But anyway, yes, what's your answer, Abu Yusuf?
I'll go with my phone up, I'll leave it on there, and I'll Skype, and I'll come back down, and as I'm on the lights, I'll see.
You'll go up, leave your phone, but then you only allowed one trip upstairs.
Yeah, so I went one trip upstairs, I left the phone, I came down, and I got it on Skype.
Innovation is best. MashaAllah.
That is what you think. That's the right answer.
Absolutely. Do that.
It's done.
Do you want to give you a ticket now?
Okay, that's not the correct answer Avisa is looking for, as usual. Nevertheless.
I thought Yusuf was going to say, no, just leave the switches, use the light on your phone. To remind him of his wedding days. Okay, that's a possible answer. Avisa Yusuf said, leave your phone upstairs, Skype. But Avisa Yusuf gave a phone and a tablet.
No, leave two cell phones.
Oh, okay, two cell phones. So you Skype yourself, leave one phone upstairs, you made your one trip upstairs, now you come back down, and thereafter you see via Skype. Okay, that's a possibility. But there is another answer.
There is another answer. That's the one Abisari is looking for.
A more classical answer, not so modernized. If you do have the answer, please do SMS us at 48855, and you will win tickets to the Merchant of Venice play, which has an Islamic dimension to it and is hosted by the Indonesia Muslim School. And a percentage, if you wish to purchase tickets, then do call 011-857-1062, and a percentage of proceeds goes towards charity.
Perhaps, Avisar, you can just refresh the listeners. What is the last question we have asked thus far? And that is the question number 6.
Question number 6. Lucky couple number 6. Who is Qari, who is the official media partner of Qari Ihsan Muhsin Qasimi's tour to South Africa? Who is the official media partner? 011-854-1548.
I think the suspense is killing, and for that we're going to go directly to our lines and take our first call. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
You are live on Apa?
It's a spiritual court.
Spiritual court.
Spiritual court is the association. We are associated with the spiritual court, but who is the official media partner? We are asking for the media partner, and you're listening to the media partner.
MZP Tour.
No, MZP Tour is the host of Qari Ihsan Muhsin Qasimi, but the media partner, we're asking who is the media partner, and you're listening to the media partner at the moment, so surely you know the answer. Do you?
About that, it's very easy. Maybe perhaps you think it's difficult. It's a very easy answer.
It's a very simple question. You're listening to us through the media partner.
I think I'm going to give you 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Take a guess.
No.
You are listening to us through that media partner.
Radio Islam.
Absolutely, yes. You forgot. We are in association with spiritual courts, yes. But our media partner is Radio Islam International. And we are honored to be their media partners. So yes, sister, please tell us where you're calling from.
From Lanesia.
Lanesia. Yes. A name or surname or something like that?
Faisal Suleiman.
Faisal?
Suleiman.
Faisal Suleiman, please give your telephone number to the engineer and you can pick up your ticket now. Now. You can say now. You've got a meal next week. You're going to be at the gala dinner. I'm not going to tell you what the menu and what is on the menu and what we have in store for you. But sister, don't forget, Radio Islam International is our media partner.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah, and congratulations to sister who has won the tickets to this gala dinner. As Qadis have said, you can pick up your tickets now. Just making me so hungry, thinking of the food of next
Absolutely.
Week. You know?
And I was there last time, and the food was It was divine. Let me just tell you that. It's definitely a gala, not too much.
The whole idea of the gala dinner, it's a fundraiser. We get to your stomach and from there to your heart. And from your heart to your pockets. So that is the whole idea.
Feeding your stomach but nourishing your heart.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's Madrasa Al-Diyah Ul-Badr. Feeding your stomachs, nourishing your heart.
Abbasad, don't do that to the callers. Please ask them the other question.
The next question.
Please.
I thought we were going to keep them in suspense.
No, don't do that to them on this night like this. No. You know, you say this Nizam hour is short. It is very short. It seems like to me I'm here 15, 20 minutes only. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Subhanallah. Yes, time does fly, especially when you're having fun. And the next question. But Yusuf is indicating I should stop.
Yeah, I think we have some answers for the riddle which you pose out there. Okay, so the first SMS coming in from Hasina from Dez Valley. But I'm not understanding correctly what she's saying. She says, in one coal, the second question, the second switch corresponds to the warm bulb and the third to the cold bulb. So I think maybe it's on one coal. Well, I don't know.
Perhaps it's part of the second SMS, Hafiz Yusuf. Could you just check the next SMS?
I'm not sure if it's from the same. Okay, let me see the same number.
Yes, I think
it is. Okay, it is the same number. Okay, yeah. Answer to the light bulb question. Switch on two switches. After a while, switch off one. Go upstairs. One will be on and two will be off. Feel the bulbs. One will be warm and one cold. The second switch corresponds to the warm bulb and the third to the cold bulb.
MashaAllah.
You have to go with the steps. Not just like that.
Yes, MashaAllah, Sister Hasina, that is a correct answer. Perhaps you can just see the later SMS that came in as well. And
there was SMS regarding who is the official media partner. And this person is saying Radio Islam NCII. But unfortunately, that quiz is that competition is only for the line 011-854-1548. While the LMS competition for the Merchant of Venice is through the SMS line at 48855.
Yes, so Sister Hasina, you can call us on 011-854-1548. Leave your details with our engineer Hafiz Hansala Hafiji. And inshallah thereafter, we will get your tickets to you. You have won tickets to the Merchant of Venice play brought to you by the Major Muslim School. Hafiz Yusuf, so everything does not revolve around the internet. Do you see that?
But besides, you have to admit, I got it right.
You got it right.
And for that, you owe me a ciao.
I owe you a ciao.
La ilaha illallah.
Subhanallah.
Question number seven.
So, we said Madrasa Diya Ul-Bidr has a Darul Hifd. What other facilities does it offer? Madrasa Diya Ul-Bidr has a Darul Hifd. What other facilities does it offer? 011-854-1548 is a number to dial. And if you get this one correct, then you will also win two tickets to the gala dinner.
Yes, Khalisab was mentioning before the Maghrib break the whole reason behind the initiation of the second institute and what intention and what incident had occurred a few years back, and we make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from them. But for now, we want to know what is... can you just mention the question again, Abisad?
I was used to not paying attention very well. Madrasa Diya Ul-Badr has a Darul Hifd, and what other facilities does it offer? If you get this answer correct, then you will win two tickets as well to the gala dinner. And for those who are wondering what this gala dinner is about, it's a fundraiser and it is hosting, the guest of honor will be Qari Ihsan Muhsin Qasimi. And if you haven't heard his nasheeds, then inshallah we're going to play a short snippet of one of Qari Sab's nasheeds for you live now on the Nizam Hour.
بظاہر تو یہ دنیا خوبصورت ہے سہانی ہے بقا اس کو نہیں حاصل یہ دنیا دار فانی ہے اور نوجوانوں سنو خاص طور سے آپ کے لیے ایک سبق پیش کر رہا ہوں حق تعالی ہم سب کو سمجھتا فرمائیں کہ کبھی اترا کے چلتا ہے کبھی بل کھا کے چلتا ہے کبھی بل کھا کے چلتا ہے کبھی اترا کے چلتا ہے کبھی اترا کے چلتا ہے کبھی بل کھا کے چلتا ہے
That was Qari Ihsan Muhsin Qasimi's recording of Inashid, and inshallah he will be touching down on South African soil.
Tuesday afternoon.
Just a reminder to all our listeners that the questions that we have posed for Marissa, they all bothered. The competition is only open for lines. 011-854-1548. Many are SMSing the correct answers on the SMS line. That is for the other competition which we are running simultaneously.
I think I was Yusuf. The problem is our lines are jammed. And I'm receiving WhatsApp messages and SMSs saying that they're trying to call in and they just cannot get through. And I'm receiving tweets as well. Brother Suleiman Rahman, and he says the lines are busy and young Sana Rahman is disappointed she cannot get through to her favorite radio show.
They have to be with their fingers on the buttons and they have to sacrifice the supper today. That's how it goes, unfortunately. But we do share our sentiments with you that we really wish everybody can be a winner tonight, but unfortunately only those who do get through and do get the answers correct will be winners, inshallah.
So the question is, Madrasa Diyaul Badr has a Darul Hifz. What other facilities does it offer? Yes, the gala dinner will have fantastic food, but they're not into catering. So no, if you were thinking catering. What other facilities does it offer? 011-854-1548. Do we have any callers?
Yes, we do. Let's go to the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Jiapa, your name please.
It's Fatima Gina.
Fatima Gina, mashallah. And where are you calling us from?
From Mayfair.
And are you enjoying the program today, Apa?
Enjoying the program and listening to Kari Musa.
Kari Musa.
Alhamdulillah.
Is there any personal request you'd like to hear Kari Musa sing for you?
The nizam that he knows my children will only go to bed with.
Is it Hasbi Rabbi Jallallah?
That's the one.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I thought you singing Hush Little Baby.
No, absolutely not. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Okay, Shala Karisa will see for it shortly. Abba, do you know the answer?
I know the answer, but I think I'm biased because I'm their resident call-in psychiatrist.
So thank you very much for calling, but Fatima, you do not qualify. And we're not going to let you qualify. So now what you got to say?
I can give the answer and someone else, some lucky person can get
it. No, let's leave the answer for the next caller, Fatima.
Inshallah.
Jazakallah for calling.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
She's giving up her tickets.
Absolutely.
Would you do it for me?
As if you are Give me Kari Musa. I'll do it for Kari Musa.
Let's go back to the line. 011-854. Just 7 o'clock. And this is almost normally our time up on Master Abe's generally afforded us some extra time from his show so that you can be winners tonight, inshallah, under Nizam Hour. Going to our next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Ummi Rayyan.
Ummi Rayyan, mashallah. Where are you calling us from?
Lanesia.
From Lanesia. A lot of Lanesians calling us. Guys, every week the Lanesians don't like to call us.
Today they will. They will. They will.
Inshallah.
We're offering them 2 tickets to the gala dinner, which is the value of 2,000 rand. Why not? It's a pleasure to host you people.
Mashallah. Abba, do you have the answer for us?
Is it Maktab?
No, not a maktab. We don't want that answer. We want it's Madrasa Ziyal Badr has a Darul Hibs. And just a few months ago, it fulfilled one of the dreams it had. And this dream come true just started in September. On the 20th of September, we started this. So I'm looking for that answer. So give us that answer. And if you have that answer, do you know what else Madrasa Ziyal Badr offers?
No, can I guess?
Please guess.
Okay, is it Darul Uloom classes or something?
No, we don't. I'm sorry, sister. It's not a Darul Uloom. It's something that we have started on the 20th of September. It was a dream for 22, 23 years, and this dream has come through after 23 years. So we are looking for that answer. Let's leave it for another caller. You can take another guess quickly. And if you don't have the answer, let's leave it for somebody else. Jazakallah khair. Jazakallah for tuning in to Radio Islam International. You will listen to Qari Ihsan Muhsin Qasimi very, very frequently on Radio Islam International. We have some programs that will be live from some masajid. So please give somebody else a chance. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, that is the question. What, aside from the Darul Hifz, what other facilities does Madrasa Al-Diya Al-Badr have? And the sister said a maktab. Well, we said no more specific. Yes, Madrasa Maktab, it goes hand in hand. But what other specific facilities does the Madrasa offer? And I know lines are buzzing. I'm getting more SMS saying we're trying to get through. Brother Noman Punchby says he knows the answer. And yes, he WhatsApped me the correct answer. But sorry, you're part of the team, so you do not qualify for any of the tickets.
Avisad, perhaps you got another riddle for the other competition. Nothing at the moment. Okay, Avisad will check for a riddle. But for now, we're going to ask the Qari Sub to sing for us, inshallah. There's many requests. One coming also here, a special request for Qari Musa to sing Minare Nazar Ayah. Also, there's the previous caller requested Hasbi Rabbi, and also someone requested here Nazar Me. So, Qari Sub, whichever one you feel, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I'll give you a snippet of a little bit. At this one especially, the person knows who I'm singing this one for. He nazar mein jamal habib khuda unki tasveer seene mein maujood hai jisne lagar kalam ilahi diya وہ محمد مدینے میں موجود ہے پھول کھلتے ہیں پر پر کے صلی علی جوم کر کہہ رہی ہے یہ باد صبا ایسی خوشبو چمن کے گلوں میں کہا جو نبی کے پسینے میں موجود ہے ہے نظر میں جمال حبیب خدا ان کی تصویر سینے میں موجود ہے اے نظر میں جمال حبیب خدا ان کی تصویر سینے میں موجود ہے.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, 5 minutes past the hour of 7, and that's the beautiful voice of Hazrat Qari Musa Sirat, Hafidhahullah, who is joining us tonight here in the Radio Islam studios in conjunction with Madrasa Diaul Badal, who will be hosting Hazrat Qari Ihsan Muhsin Qasimi Hafidhahullah, all the way from India, inshallah, who will be on a Nat tour, inshallah, very shortly. Perhaps, Qari Sahib, you can enlighten our listeners with regards to the tour itself. What will be the charity functions? Where will be the various masajid which will host Hazrat Qari Sahib?
Ji, inshallah. Inshallah, Aziz, on Tuesday, Qari Ihsan Muhsin arrives. On Wednesday morning, 6 o'clock, 6 a.m., we are live on ITV. On Thursday, inshallah, Aziz, he will be live in the studios of Radio Islam International. On Friday, prior to the Jummah Khutbah, he will be at Madrasa Ziaul Badr reciting Qirat and Nats. On Saturday, yes, we have the Gala Danda, which is the 22nd of August at the UNISA Conference Center. On Monday, inshallah, we have a program at the Mayfair Juma Masjid, inshallah, and thereafter on Tuesday, Nur al-Islam, inshallah. On Wednesday, we have a program that is taking place at Lakefield in the Benoni area, Lakefield, Masjid al-Ansar. On Thursday, we are in Houghton at the West Street Masjid in Houghton. Then on Friday night, there is a program which is a private program, also a fundraising dinner in Erasmia. Saturday, we fly to Cape Town and we will be at the Ghossia Manzil in Rylands. Qari Ihsan Muhsin will be there. Sunday we come back to Johannesburg. Monday we are free. On Tuesday we go to Durban, inshallah, subject to confirmation. Most probably we have bought in one day in Durban quicker, and that is the Sparks Road Muhammadiyah Masjid has extended an invitation to Qari Ihsan Muhsin Muhammad Qasmi. So the 1st of September, 2nd of September, we will be in Pietermaritzburg at Madrasa Tartirul Quran on Wednesday. We are at Peter Maritzburg. On Thursday, we are going to be at Masjid al-Taqwa, Sikau Lake. On Friday, Jummah, inshallah, at the Grey Street Masjid in Grey Street in Durban Central at the time of Jummah. At night, we have an NMJ Hall dinner, which is being hosted with our co-associated partner, Spiritual Courts. And this fundraiser is for the Syrian orphanage and the Rohingya families who are being displaced. The funds will go to them, yes, inshallah. Then on the 5th of September, we go to Stanger at the Jamia Masjid, and on Sunday the 6th, we get back to Johannesburg. On Monday, we go to one of the towns, I think so, if I am correct, we are going to Klerksdorp. Tuesday, we go to Roshni. On Wednesday thereafter, we are in Ermelo Sharif. And on Thursday, we are going to be back in Azadville. And we are going to be Sabri Chisti Hall in Lanesia on the 12th. On the 13th, we have a fundraiser at the Wits Great Hall, and these funds are being dedicated to the Bertram's Muslim Association Madrasa project. They are building classes there, so we are going to dedicate all these funds 100% to Bertram's Muslim Association. On the 14th, which is a Monday, then we say Ahlan wa sahlan. We say on the 1st when he comes, then we say Jazakallah Tukari Ahsan Mohsin. On the 14th, he leaves, and that is the end of this tour. It's a hectic tour, but alhamdulillah, we want the Muslim public out there to listen to our media partner, who is Radio Islam International. You will listen to us through the waves wherever we go. I know they are tagging us in KwaZulu Natal also, so I say to all the listeners of Radio Islam, you are going to be with us wherever we are, near or far, dear or near. You're going to be with us all the time.
Alhamdulillah.
But before you go, please pose another question. We have callers that are waiting.
I'm just worried. You didn't say that when you bring in Qari Ihsan to the studio.
Yes, I said.
The Nazam Hour.
Nazam Hour. Let us look at it. Yes. On Saturday night, he is going to be on the 12th of September. He is at the Sabri Chisti Hall, which is after Isha Salah. All the programs are after Isha. On that Saturday, promise to you
tea the Nazam Hour.
Yes, Nazam Hour, you fill the studio up with the foods. We're going to give you spiritual food. And let me say to all of us, we're calling this tour of Qari Ihsan Mohsin, knowing that he is blind. But we are calling this the Ruhani Nazar Tour 2015. Ruhani Nazar is a spiritual sight tour 2015. So promise,
mashallah,
on the 12th of September, we're going to be sitting on the same seats here, and you're going to listen,
inshallah,
to Qari Ihsan Mohsin Muhammad Qasmi. But before you go, please don't keep the callers waiting like that, please.
Okay, I just have one important announcement that we just like to make, an announcement that the waiting for the confirmation of the regarding of the sighting of the moon is still in process, and they are waiting for the confirmation. So those who have requested, those who are posing some SMS questions on the SMS line, please bear with the Jamiatul Ulama. Inshallah, shortly they will have a decision.
And yes, lines are jammed. We're actually trying to get one of a special guest on air. We're trying to get Qari Ziyad Patel with us live on the Nazam Hour. But lines are so jammed, not only can we accept calls, but we can't even make calls from the studio.
Okay,
so
perhaps we'll take this next the next answer, and do we?
Yes.
Yeah, the answer for the next one, and once the lines are quiet, then we'll try and get Qari Ziyad Patel on the line again, inshallah.
Inshallah, ameen.
So to remind the listeners, the question was, Madrasa Diaul Badr has a Darul Hifz. What other facility does it offer?
What other latest facility?
Let's make it
easier also.
And Qari Sahib was speaking about it prior to the Maghrib break, and he had mentioned it. Alhamdulillah, what a splendid effort of deen that they are doing currently. So we make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Many have sent the correct answers on the SMS line, but as we mentioned tonight, it's all about the line. 011-854-1548. We do have people on the line, and we're going to take our call, and let's see if they know the answer. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Speaking to Brother Harun.
Brother Harun, mashallah. Where are you calling us from?
I'm actually driving on the way going towards Madran.
Towards Madran, I think you have to take a U-turn and come back towards Lambs and collect your ticket.
No problem. Okay.
So here's the answer, Brother Arun.
Yeah, I do. It's a frail care for mothers.
Absolutely. You're right, Brother Harun. We have a frail care for our mothers, which we have started in September, and you are absolutely correct. Now, Harun, are you coming back or are you carrying on?
I'll be there tomorrow, inshallah.
You pick it up. Please give us your surname, Harun, if you don't mind.
Harun Hassan.
Harun Hassan, brother, I think so. It's a lucky Saturday for me. I met you last week, and this week I'm meeting you. Leave your telephone number with the studio engineer, and you can gladly, we look forward in meeting you and your partner next week at the gala dinner.
Inshallah.
Where are you calling us from?
I tell you, I'm on my way. I'm actually from Indonesia.
But from Lens. Okay, okay, jazakallah so much.
Jazakallah, brother Harun Hassan.
Right.
Jazakallah.
MashaAllah, brother Harun Hassan will be at the gala dinner on the 22nd of August, inshallah. We asked a little regarding the light switches, three light switches downstairs, three bulbs upstairs. How do you know which switch is for which bulb? Our electrician, Brother Yusuf Bahad, sends me a message. For those who don't know, Brother Yusuf Bahad is one of the Nizam Hour's greatest fans. He accompanied us to Polokwane as well for the Nizam Hour outside broadcast. And we said that the Nizam Hour atmosphere was so electrical, we had to bring our electrician with us. But anyways, he says, move the light switches upstairs. Call me, I'll give you a coat. So that's his solution. And you know what? Just take the light switches out of the attic and put it upstairs. And if you call Brother Yusuf Bahad, he will give you a coat. I see you thinking innovatively like Yusuf Rawat as well. Lines are buzzing, 011-854-1548. Inshallah, we're going to ask you the next question. Next lucky couple. And we just asked now that which other facilities other than the Darul Hifz does Madrasa Diyaul Badr provide or other offer? And the answer was a mother's home. Now, inshallah, the eighth question for this evening. Get your thinking caps on, your thinking turbans and thinking scarves, because you can stand a chance of winning another two tickets to the gala dinner. The question is, when is the fundraising dinner taking place? When is the fundraising dinner taking place, specifically the one which you are giving tickets away to, and that will be taking place on the 22nd of August. So let us know, when is this fundraising dinner taking place?
We may await your call on 011-854-1548. For now, I think we can have another Nizam, and that will be by our other guest, Hazrat Qari Salim Saab. Are you ready, Hazrat?
Mere aqa mere maula mere aqa mere maula Muhammadur Rasulullah Muhammadur Rasulullah badi ka zor tha har su jahalat ki katai thi fasad o zulm se charo taraf phaili hawaye thi khuda ke hukm se na aashna makke ki basti thi gunah o jurm se charo taraf phaili hawaye thi khuda ke deen ko bachchon ka khel samajhte the khuda ko chhod kar har cheez ko maabood kehte the wo apne haath hi se pattharon ke but banate the unhi ke samne jhukte unhi ki hamd gaate the kisi ka naam Uzza tha kisi ko Lat kehte the Hubul Nami bade but ko buton ka baap kehte the
बरस जो भी बुराई थी सब उनमें पाई जाती थी न थी शर्मो हया आँखों में घर घर बेहयाई थी मगर अल्लाह ने जब उन पर रहम फरमाया तो अब दुआ के घर में खुदा का लाडला आया अरब के लोग उस बच्चे का जब एजाज करते थे तो अब्दुल मुत्तलिब किस्मत पे अपनी नाज करते थे खुदा के दीन का फिर बोल बाला होने वाला था मोहम्मद से जहां में फिर उजाला होने वाला था उजाला होने वाला था।
माशाअल्लाह माशाअल्लाह मेरे आका मेरे मौला from Qari Salim Fula. The Radio Islam studios are buzzing. Everybody is here. Qari Musa Sira, Qari Salim, Uncle Yusuf Chanara, Hafiz Yasin Chanara, Ma Habib Bobat walking in, Ma Swaib Lasagna, the engineers, Abisad. It's what an exciting night tonight. Prizes, tickets, everything up for grabs. Already, I think we have only 6 tickets left. And that's 3 couples. 6 tickets left. And that's 3 couples. And the last question we had asked you, when is the fundraising dinner taking place? That will be hosting Qari Ihsan Muhsin Qasimi. 011-854-1548. Let us see if anyone on the line has the right answer. Going to caller number 1. Assalamu alaikum. Caller, you're live. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Humaira.
G?
Humaira.
Humaira?
G.
MashaAllah. And where are you calling us from?
Lanesia.
You're calling us from Lanesia. And you're calling on behalf of your parents?
G.
And do you have the answer?
G, it's on the 22nd of August.
On the 22nd of August. Is that right?
Absolutely right. You are correct. Humaira, you are correct that on the 22nd of August, the fundraising dinner is taking place. Yes, you are absolutely right. You want to give us your surname, Humaira?
Keith Ismail.
Humaira Ismail.
And you are from Indonesia?
Keith.
Jazakallah so much. We hope you enjoy the dinner, inshallah. Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, there was Humaira Ismail who got the 8th question correct. Well, there's 2 more left, and these are not questions I'm going to personally ask Qari Musa Sira to mention who are the last 2 couples who will be fortunate to get it, inshallah. But before that, we have all our lines. We have Hazrat Qari Ziyad Patel. With much difficulty to get him on. He really wanted to come on air. Let us welcome him on air. Assalamu alaikum, Hazrat Qari Ziyad.
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh to yourself,
Malana,
and to my dear uncle
Qari
Musa Sira, and to our beloved listeners of Radio Islam.
Hazrat Qari Sahab, I was actually thinking, when is it that we're going to get you here, and how is it that you are not here today?
Malana, I didn't get you there. The line seems to be unclear.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I think that's better.
I was just thinking to myself, why are you not here tonight?
Subhanallah. I think after many weeks away from home, tonight is one of those nights, alhamdulillah, I think, where I am at home for a few more days. So, alhamdulillah. But inshallah, I am there with all of you in heart and spirit. And subhanallah, I'm God, giving my full support behind my uncle and behind this beautiful tour with the Qari Muhsin Asif. And we're making a lot of dua that it's going to be very successful. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, if you look at the work that the Qari Musa and his team are carrying out at Madrasa Ziyal Badr and with the old age home, subhanAllah, it's remarkable. It's fantastic, something which is really needed in the community. And I'm very happy he's taken the bold step to now go to the next phase. And alhamdulillah, through the proceeds of this fantastic tour, which is going to be Qari Muhsin Asif, inshallah, that will be pretty much possible. And alhamdulillah, he has now set a precedent and he has set a benchmark for other communities to follow. I think it's of imperative importance that we're going to need such kind of old age homes in our communities. Sadly, it's a reality.
Jazakallah, Qari Ziyad Patel. Tell them, Tell the listeners, I'm not your uncle, I'm your mamaji. So they know how I'm related. Somebody sent me a message. It says, how you became the uncle of Qari Ziyad and his mamaji? Say like that. That's it. But Qari Ziyad, we are very honored to have you on this program also. And we ask all the listeners that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this strength and the ability and this dream that we have had of starting this home. We have started it, alhamdulillah. Now the next dream is to have an aged village where aged couples can live in a secured environment. And yes, we're looking at a home for fathers also. So inshallah Aziz, we're going to do that very, very, very soon, inshallah. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah Qari Ziyad Patel for your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the efforts of Marissa Abdiya Badr as well and take it from strength to strength. Jazakallah Qari Ziyad, and we hope to see you in studio next time.
Inshallah, hopefully we will be there. And Jazakallah for yourself, Anna. I haven't seen you for a very long time. Really missing you. And inshallah, hopefully we will see you very, very soon. My du'as are with you. And remember, you hold a special place in my heart. And Jazakallah khairan for supporting all the various causes, especially in your show. I think the Nazam Hour is really becoming now the top highlight show on Radio Islam. So I think I hope management is listening to this. And I hope they're going to appreciate my sentiments, inshallah. But Jazakallah khairan. And to all of you out there, please make du'a for us. And hopefully we will meet you very, very soon, inshallah. Jazakallah khairan.
Barakallah, hayakallah. It was Qari Ziyad Patel joining us on the Nizam Hour over the lines 011-854-1548. And he says Nizam Hour is his favorite show. So I'm sure it should be yours as well. Your favorite show, the Nizam Hour, with myself, Muhammad Sa'ad Jada, and my co-host, Hafid Yusuf Rabat. We're giving away many, many tickets today. 10 tickets, or the 10 couple tickets, to the gala dinner, which is taking place on the 22nd of August. At the Misak Conference Center, as well as tickets to the Merchant of Venice play hosted by the Indonesia Muslim School. Inshallah, we have another riddle for our listeners out there, and this riddle isn't quite an easy one, so I'm sure we're going to get a rapid response for this riddle. The riddle is, what has to be broken before you can use it? What has to be broken before you can use it? Hafiz Yusuf smiling here. Nah, this is the first riddle he actually knows the answer to.
No, it's not your brain, Abisaj. We hope it's still intact. Coming back to the other competition, and that's Madrasa Diaul Barra. Qari Musasa, perhaps you can say the last two couples, how are they going to win those tickets?
I'm going to request any person who is 75 years or older, any couple that is 75 years and older, call in. We will not ask you any questions. We will not quiz you. We won't make you sweat or anything. But if you are 75 years and older, call in, speak to us, and we will give you two couples at that age. We want you to join us at this gala dinner at the UNISA Conference Center, and you will be listening to Qari Ehsan Mahsin Muhammad Qasmi in life.
011-854-1548. I hope you dial in. If I was 75 years old, I would have been dialing already the moment I heard the number 75. Lucky number 75 tonight. So while you're waiting for those callers, Abisad, we have one SMS answer here for the riddle. And Abisad says, I mustn't give the answer. No.
The thing is that we have an answer via the SMS, but there's no name attached to it.
So
how would we identify who's the winner?
Okay, so we have the number, so we'll ask the person who has sent it. We'll be sending it from the same number again, but what's your name, inshallah? Then we will announce the answer. So let's see if we can go to our lines and do we have a 75-year-old couple online? Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Appa, how are you keeping today?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. What's your beautiful name?
My name is Aisha.
Aisha, mashallah. Salim?
Mayat.
Aisha Mayat, Appa, and where are you calling us from?
From Marlborough.
From Marlborough, mashallah. And Appa, we would like to say you are fortunate enough tonight to win on the Nizam Hour two tickets for yourself. And what is Chacha's name, Appa?
No Chacha.
No Chacha, so who are you going to bring with you, Appa?
I'll go with my grandson.
And how old are you, Auntie Aisha?
78.
78. MashaAllah, who says old people don't listen to Radio Islam International?
Yeah, since your program started, I'm trying to phone.
Hey, MashaAllah, you see, that is why we knew we are waiting for the elders. We have started this home for mothers and fathers very soon.
Hafiz Adan, that started, I'm trying to phone it. And I got it only the last phone I got through.
Okay, Auntie Aisha Mayat, you are 78 years old. Yes, you will get 2 tickets to the gala dinner, which is taking place on the 22nd of August at the UNISA Conference Center. Bring your grandson with you. Please leave your telephone number with the engineer so that you can pick these tickets up at Radio Islam International.
Well, I won't be able to come. Lance will bring me there. I'll collect it from Kaisat Madrasa.
Okay, fine. Okay. You've got my number. You can please ask somebody. You can call me. You have my number. You call me and I will give it
to you. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Qari Musa Sidat.
Qari Sahib.
Ji.
My podi to darro chave tamara mother's camera.
Ji.
To chame. Tiwane my ticket de dejo.
I don't know your daughter.
Take care.
All right, she will tell me who she is. Okay.
Okay, Papa, okay. Before you drop the line, just give your daughter's name and number to the engineer.
Okay, fine. Okay. Khalas. But Khala, you don't want to sing one nazam for us, something that you've been singing over the years?
Oh, pasiti nazam sing karna hu karu.
Okay, Jazakallah. Now we're waiting for the next caller. We're waiting for the next caller who is 75 years and elder than that.
Call 75 years old. Maswe, but you're 75 years old.
I must say, Maulana Sahib, why we pose this question on our last tour of Maulana Imtiaz Sidat? We had a mother who was 100 years old, and I listened to her singing. She called me, and I listened to her, and she came to our dinner. So that's why we want the 75 year and older. Please be there.
Okay, we wait your calls on 011-854-1548. Avisar, our lucky SMS caller, has replied, and her name is Sister Asia, and she says the answer is an egg.
An egg. You have to break an egg before you can use it. Yes, mashallah, that is the correct answer. You have to break an egg before you can use it, unless you got really strong teeth and you eat the boiled egg with the shell of it. So, you tried that?
Yes, yes.
Actually, one of my friends actually told me one day that, you know, when they were very young, they never enjoyed boiled egg at all because they thought you have to eat it with the shell on, and they used to forget to peel the shell. So yes, the egg is the correct answer. You have to break an egg before you can use it. Sister Asia, you can call our engineer on 011-854-1548 and leave your details with him, and inshallah we will thereafter get your prize to you.
You are listening to the Nizam Hour, 30 minutes past the hour of 7, and we have infringed in Mara Soeib Lasania's valuable time on his program, mashallah. And he has been very kind to afford us extra time this evening to give you more tickets. We are waiting for the second 75-year-old caller, inshallah. And just in case for my engineer, do we have anyone on the line? Yes, we do. So let's go directly to our line and see who's the caller who's going to be lucky today. Not lucky. Lucky today, inshallah. Caller 11, assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Hello.
Gee, we hear you clearly. Speak a little louder.
I'm phoning on behalf of my sister.
Gee.
Over 75 years old.
She is calling on behalf of your sister who is 75 years old.
Yeah.
Ben, you are not 75.
No.
I want a person who is 75 years or older. I want to speak to them.
I tried so much.
Where is she?
She's not here. She stays on her own. She's a widow and I'm also a widow.
Sister, absolutely no. The principle is you've got to be 75 or older to talk to us. Please, sister.
I thought you would give me a chance.
Okay, you have my telephone number?
Yes.
No. You don't have it. What is your name, sister?
Ummi Yusuf. Sister, can you say your name a bit louder, please?
Ummi Yusuf.
We can't hear you, Ummi Yusuf.
Yeah. Ummi Yusuf.
Ummi Yusuf, where are you calling from?
Lanesha.
Lanesha. Yeah. Okay, Ummi Yusuf, do you know any Nizam or Naat or something like that?
Oh, no.
Eh?
No.
No? If you just knew one, just hit one line for me there and I'll surely. Ummi Yusuf,
you made an
effort. Ummi Yusuf, let me say to you, I am going to give you a couple's ticket. I am going to give you. On Radio Islam International, we never deny anybody. We don't, in our dictionary, there's no such a thing as no.
Maulana, can I say who am I? I'm the widow of the late Abdurrahman Amin, used to come regularly there to you.
I know Abdurrahman, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him the highest status and a highest place in Jannatul Firdaus. We are going to give you a couple's ticket. We are going to give you, but we're still waiting for a 75-year-old plus to call. But sister, please leave your telephone number with the engineer. I'm going to leave a special ticket for you and your 75-year-old sister. I want to see you people come in there. Jazakallah. Please take the telephone number from, give your telephone number to the engineer. But we're still waiting for the 75-year-old or older. Please. Jazakallah.
Jazakallah. So that means one more lucky 75-year-old couple. We will have one more chance on 011-854-1548. Unfortunately, Mohammed Saeb is not 75 years old. But perhaps if Mohammed Saeb sings, perhaps he can win a ticket.
Absolutely, Mohammed Saeb. Say something.
It has to be in a tune when you say it.
See, I would love to sing, but then all your fans will become my fans, Karisab. All the older generations that love listening to you.
Let me just say something to you, Maulana. Musalmano na ghabra wo khuda ki shaan baaki hai. Musalmano na ghabra wo khuda ki shaan baaki hai. Abhi Islam zinda hai, abhi Quran baaki hai. Agar sachche musalman ho, musalmani darasi ko. Ye bachche galbare honge, agar aadat buri hongi. Ye dunya tum pathuke gi, inhe tum taal nahi sakte. Madina kya hai nurani, Madina ho, Madina hai. Khuda ka ghar jo Makkah hai, Nabi ka ghar Madina hai. Rasulullah jo kehte the, wo jannat ka nagina hai. Musalmano na ghabrao, Khuda ki shaan baaki hai. Maulana Lasagna, you can have all my murids. Do it now. Please, do it.
Karisab, early on also there was a request for you to sing Hasbi Rabbi. Maybe, I don't know if I wasn't listening, I went for Salah or something, but we still didn't hear that one. And also Qirat, you didn't read any Qirat. I'm listening from last 2.5-3 hours. We used to read Salah behind you and enjoy the recitation. So we won't just leave you. It is my program, so now you are my guest on my program.
The children are about to sleep, and let me say, حسبي ربي جل الله ما في قلبي غير الله نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله أول آخر ہے اللہ باطن و ظاہر ہے اللہ حافظ و ناصر ہے اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ حق لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جس نے کہا فیض کے دریا کو پایا گوہر مقصد ہاتھ آیا ہو لا الہ الا اللہ حق لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلى الله لا إله إلا الله حق لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله جزاك الله
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله ما شاء الله what a splendid night tonight indeed Afisar.
Yes, alhamdulillah. I think this was one of the most vibrant, electrical Nizam Hour atmospheres we've experienced with Qari Saab singing beautiful nasheeds in a melodious manner, as well as having, we've had in studio Mana Sohib Lasanya.
Who's always
wanted to be on the Nizam
Hour. That is mentioned, Mana Sohib. Inshallah, one day you will be privileged to host the Nizam Hour officially.
That's why I came after 7 p.m., so it's no more Nizam Hour, it's my program.
MashaAllah,
Qari Saab, you won't get away so easily. Whatever the qirat before we leave you, Qari Saab.
Let me say quickly, you know, I just came down with a flu and I'm just getting over it. But let me say, when I got into the studio, I thought I still had the cold and that. But still seeing you and the presenters, wallahi, spiritually, the impact that is made on me, that alhamdulillah, I'm feeling very good. But we're going to leave the qiraat for later. But I'm going to read you a hamd very soon before we finish. But let's give that 75-year-old a chance. She may be sitting on the telephone. She may be waiting, he may be waiting. Let's not keep them in agony. 75-year-old or older, calling to just to speak to us, and you'll qualify to for 2 more tickets.
Enough about it. Let's go directly to the lines and let us see who's the lucky number 75. Going to our line 011-854-1548. Gee, you're online. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Okay, so how are you, Appa?
Alhamdulillah, no, I don't know if I qualify for not. I am Islamically 75, not English.
We're an Islamic channel. We will take your Islamic age.
Mashallah.
We are Radio Islam International. Mother, we will take it. If 75 years you are, we never said, is it whatever it is, you are 75. Mom, you have called us. We are proud. We are honored that you have called us. And yes, give us your name, Mom.
Zubaydah.
I can't hear you.
Zubaydah.
Zubaydah. Do you want to give us a surname?
Ismail.
Zubaydah Ismail. And you, let me say to you, I have a mom that 102 also by the very same name, Zubaydah Ismail. So, mashallah, you're going to live longer. So, at our next program, when we, in the next 10, 15 years, you'll qualify again. Carry on with it. Please give your telephone number to the. You're calling from Lanesia?
Yes.
And it says the presenters were telling us that Lanesia callers never call on this program. Now, today, alhamdulillah, you see, you must change. And, brothers, let me say to the presenters, always put food in the front. You will get callers calling. And
maybe it's Kari Musa in the front. That's why we get
mashallah, yes.
The reason is that they used to our lands presenters. Hafizad lives in lands. Hafiz Yusuf lives in lands. When you have a guest from outside, that's where only Lanesia.
I'm never a guest at home. I'm at home.
This is how they are making your mehman nawazi, Karisa.
MashaAllah, yes, we appreciate it. And Mother Zubaydah Ismail, please leave your telephone number with the engineer and you can get whoever you want to, can pick your tickets up. All those others who have got their tickets, please, the person from World Bank also, your tickets are here with Radio Islam International. And yes, please, listen to us on this tour of Qari Ihsan Mohsin Qasmi, and you will listen to Qari Ihsan Mohsin Qasmi on Radio Islam International.
But Khalisa, we have to ask you now, put you in the hot seat now.
Yeah.
When we need the word from you, when are you going to join us again on the Nizam Hour? Just to present, not to give you any prizes, just to present the Nizam Hour, take some calls and speak to the children.
All right, let's do this. How's it if I make a commitment once in a month? How's that commitment? One Saturday afternoon in a month, I give you from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, and we can take a little more time from Maulana Lasagna's time also. I promise you that.
SubhanAllah.
But Maulana Lasagna said his name got food in it. So he's in the front tonight.
Guys, it's 7:41 p.m. I'm going to ask our engineer to just cut this portion of the program out, keep it as a recording. So I have it on recording that Qari Saab has given us his word. Inshallah, every month.
Yes.
At least one, minimum of one Saturday.
Yes, once a month, I will come onto Radio Islam International.
On the Nizam Hour.
Yes, on the Nizam Hour, I will share and I will host and I will also read Nizams and Naats and Hams.
And you will steal some of Maa Sahib's
time. No stealing, we'll take it by hash. Why commit a sin? We'll take it by hash.
MashaAllah, 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 we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it from one and all, and especially Maa Sahib.
Khadisab, just to make mention that how successful is your program, I just received a WhatsApp message, I'll show it to you. This person said they tried 122 times on 854-1548, they took a screen grab and they sent it to me just to get a prize, but they didn't. This is 122 times they tried.
Ask that person to call you on your telephone. Ask that person, 103rd time if a person calls you on your phone, we will speak to them. And they may even get a prize.
SubhanAllah.
How do you have it? Time. Tell them to call you.
They're lucky.
You send a message. Yes, if you've called, we will give it to you. Why not?
The lucky person who has called 103 times on Mars, with SMS Maa Sahib, then inshallah you call in on Maa Sahib's cell phone. We put you on air, and inshallah you,
we will give you. We won't even ask you a question. We will give it to you.
We will give you, or Al-Qari Musa will give you the tickets to the gala dinner, and the Nizam Hour team will throw in two tickets to the Merchant of Venice play as well. So today is your lucky day, and you get to call in on Hazrat Maulana Suhaib Lasanya's personal mobile phone, which is why normally I try that number, but then I can never get through. So maybe that's the catch.
It's Mahala Saturday on the Nizam Hour.
Too much of Mahala. The catch is that you have to call, you know, Mahala Suhaib's cell phone.
Okay, so while we wait for the caller, we have to go for an air break. We forgot about the air break. So we're going to go for a short air break, and we're going to ask Hafiz Anzala to play for us yet another track of Qari Ahsan Muhsin Qasimi Hafidahullah. Please stay tuned.
Your motoring needs simplified. For leisure, pleasure, adventure or hard labor, we have it all in our box. From the versatile Micra, spacious Almira, refined Sentra, reliable Qashqai, to the tough as nails X-Trails and Navaras, find the box at Motor Deal Joburg. Call Motor Deal Johannesburg at 011-835-3535. Staff, friendly and ready to offer you great deals, great service. And remember, we also have Sharia-compliant finance options available in our box.
Radio Islam will be holding its annual general meeting on Sunday, the 30th of August 2015 at the Masjid Salihin Hall, 9:30 a.m. inshallah. Included will be the minutes of the previous AGM, the chairman's address, and the audited financial statements. We hereby request our community to attend.
The Indy Shopping Festival at the Pretoria Service Emerge Hall Lodium from 7th August to 16th August, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily, bringing you the latest designs from India, bridal wear, Punjabis, kurti tops, footwear, sterling silver jewelry, Kashmiri carpets, and much more. From 7th August to 16th August, Pretoria Service Emerge, 264 13th Avenue, Lodium. Free entry and secured parking, 10 days only, no extensions.
Triple BEE, Broad-Based Black Economic Empowerment. How about Best Business Behavior, Exemplary Excellence? Have you had a good or bad experience as a client or customer? Or have you observed good customer behavior while running your business? If so, share your story, and here's one way to do it. Submit your experience of no longer than 200 words to ecofin@islamsa.org.za. That's ecofin@islamsa.org.za. And your story can be read out on the weekly Tajir Hour, only on Radio Islam International. Submission requirements. Stories should not contain real names of people or service providers. Stories should be submitted no later than the last Friday preceding the regular Tuesday at Tajir Hour. Please note that Radio Islam International reserves the right to select, edit, and air submissions.
As a man, a father, and a husband, I wanted to provide not only a house for my beloved family, but a home too. A home where they could find all the comforts they desired and deserved. With Mortalis Hardware and Timber City, I was able to do just that.
Helping you turn your house into a home. Mortalis Hardware and Timber City, your one-stop building suppliers. For building, maintaining, and renovating your home and business, you can get all under one roof. With free quotations, advice, and deliveries within specified specified areas. Motala's Hardware and Timber City, Main Lawley Road, Anchorville, 172 Lanesia Drive. Phone 011-852-6245.
Santac, Radio Islam satellite signal provider, has once again changed our decoder settings. We have in place a dual frequency connection period, which means that both the old and new settings will work until the 31st of August 2015. As of the 1st of September 2015, your decoder will only work with the new settings. Under the circumstances, retuning may be done by the following. Oneself, using the DIY instructions on our website, www.radioislam.org.za. Bring your decoder in for retuning at Radio Islam's offices from Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in Lanesia, 35 Cuckoo Avenue. Phone our call center during office hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 011-854-7022 and receive instructions on how to retune your decoder. If you are tuning your decoder on your own, you will require a TV monitor. Our technical team will be visiting different areas throughout South Africa. Schedule for the KwaZulu-Natal province is as follows. In Stanga, on the 15th of August, Zakaria Muslim School on Mahatma Gandhi Street. Contact 082-578-6391. In Tongaat, on the 17th of August, Railway Street Madrasa Building, opposite the Masjid. Contact 083-786-7701 or 032-944-7589. The technicians for the KZN region, Kasim Variaba, 076-934-3138 or Ismail Henry, 073-372-0646. Please bring along your remote for retuning.
Fresher, juicier, tastier. Fruit and Veg City, Lanesia has the following specials. From the 17th to the 23rd of August. Sun Gold Kiwi, 4 for 10 rand. Potatoes, 7 kilogram, 19.99. Cheddar and Gouda cheese, 69 rand, 99 per kilo. Fresh baked bread, 3 for 20 rand. Be Well canola oil, 2 liter, 29.99 each. Ignite briquettes, 4 kilograms, 3,400 rand. Coastal View salted butter, 500 grams, 28.99 each. Fruit and Veg City, Lanesia, opposite the Trade Route Mall, the heart of good food.
Radio Islam cannot guarantee that any business, insurance or financial institution whose services are advertised are Sharia compliant.
Isn't it interesting how we like things to be certain, but we also want to be able to change our minds? Like when buying property in a Sharia compliant way, you want the amount you pay to be fixed, but reviewed annually. And you want to pay off your property, but with the option to refinance it. Thankfully you can, with FNB. Flexible property finance that's also Sharia compliant. Why wouldn't you choose this? After all, it just makes sense. Search FNB Islamic Banking. FNB. How can we help you? First National Bank is a division of First Rand Bank Limited, and authorized financial services and credit provider. Terms and conditions apply.
Santac, Radio Islam satellite signal provider, has once again changed our decoder settings. We have in place a dual frequency connection period, which means that both the old and new settings will work until the 31st of August 2015. As of the 1st of September 2015, your decoder will only work with the new settings. Under the circumstances, retuning may be done by the following. Oneself, using the DIY instructions on our website, www.radioislam.org.za. Bring your decoder in for retuning at Radio Islam's offices from Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in Lanesia, 35 Cuckoo Avenue. Phone our call center during office hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 011-854-7022. And receive instructions on how to retune your decoder. If you are tuning your decoder on your own, you will require a TV monitor. Our technical team will be visiting different areas throughout South Africa. In the Gauteng province, our team will be in Marlborough on Saturday the 15th of August. 5 Islamabad Drive. Contact number 082-855-2677. In Palm Ridge, on Monday the 17th of August, 62 Celtis Street, Madrasa area. Contact number 072-909-8659. Technicians for the Gauteng region. Ibrahim Shah, 079-138-4961. Molana Ibrahim Pirali, 074-034-7860. Abdul Haq Panchpai, 074-786-7860. Safwan Khan, 061-257-5789. Please bring along your remote for retuning.
A world-renowned Rashid reciter, Qari Ihsan Mohsin Qasi of India, will grace the shores of South Africa as a special guest of Madrasa Ziaul Badr for a month-long tour in August, inshallah. Madrasa Ziaul Badr, in conjunction with Spiritual Chords, will be hosting an array of fundraising dinners and masajid programs across South Africa. For further information, call Kari Musa Siddat on 083-786-4221.
Santac, Radio Islam satellite signal provider, has once again changed our decoder settings. We have in place a dual frequency connection period, which means that both the old and new settings will work until the 31st of August 2015. As of the 1st of September 2015, your decoder will only work with the new settings. Under the circumstances, retuning may be done by the following. Oneself, using the DIY instructions on our website, www.radioislam.org.za. Bring your decoder in for retuning at Radio Islam's offices from Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in Lanesia, 35 Kuku Avenue. Phone our call center during office hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 011-854-7022. And receive instructions on how to retune your decoder. If you are tuning your decoder on your own, you will require a TV monitor. Our technical team will be visiting different areas throughout South Africa. In Mahikeng, Saturday the 15th of August, number 14 Ganges Avenue, 078-677-8670. In Zirist, on Monday the 17th of August, Zirist Masjid, corner Saral Celiers and Queen, 018-642-2438 or 018-642-1344. Technicians for the miscellaneous regions are Abed Varaji, 079-810-4390 or Isa Kaunda, 078-675-5425. Please bring along your remote for retuning.
بظاہر تو یہ دنیا خوبصورت ہے سہانی ہے بقا اس کو نہیں حاصل یہ دنیا دار فانی ہے
اور نوجوانوں سنو خاص طور سے آپ کے لیے ایک سبق پیش کر رہا ہوں حق تعالی ہم سب کو سمجھتا فرمائے
کہ کبھی تیرا کے چلتا ہے کبھی بل کھا کے چلتا ہے کبھی بل کھا کے چلتا ہے کبھی تیرا کے چلتا ہے کبھی تیرا کے چلتا ہے کبھی بل کھا کے چلتا ہے کبھی بل کھا کے چلتا ہے تو جس پر ناز کرتا ہے یہ دو روزہ جوانی ہے تو جس پر ناز کرتا ہے یہ دو روزہ جوانی ہے بظاہر تو یہ دنیا خوبصورت ہے سہانی ہے اور کہاں قارون کی دولت کہاں شداد کی جنت کہاں شداد
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, that is the voice of Hazrat Qari Ihsan Mohsin Qasimi. Talking about Shaddad, that personality who tried to build his own Jannat in this world, and prior to entering it, he had left this world. What a deep lesson for one and all. But coming back to the Nizam, I don't have the words to express tonight. Really, I don't have the words to express tonight. And what is this, what has happened tonight here on the Nizam Hour in the presence of our honorable guest and my co-host, Hafiz Muhammad Saad Jara. People have tried many a time to call on the Nizam Hour and haven't got through, but tonight...
Many a time doesn't do justice, Abbas Yusuf.
But tonight they've really, really put a lot of effort in it. We've getting some reports of 140 callers, 140 times, 120 times, 122 times. We have a caller online who has been handpicked and hand-chosen by the Qadi Sap, and this caller has tried to call in 122 times tonight on the Nizam Hour. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mulana.
And who are we speaking to?
Zainab Ahmed.
Zainab Ahmed, mashallah. And how many times did you try calling today?
I phoned with two numbers, first with mine, and then my phone died, and I phoned with my daddy's.
Sure,
with my daddy's, I phoned with 122 times.
Yo, and that's besides your phone.
Okay, I don't know what, how many times I phoned with my phone because my phone died.
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah, you've got to sweat to get something. You've got to sweat. At the end of the day, you have called. Yes, we will give you a couple's ticket. Who? From where are you calling?
Lanesia.
Lanesia, and the name is?
Zainab Ahmed.
Zainab Ahmed, and please leave your telephone number with the engineer, and surely we are going to give you a couple's ticket. We will.
Jazakumullah, Mulana.
Jazakumullah khairan to you.
It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure.
Also in studio, we have with us a young boy who came all the way from Robertsham. His name is Muhammad Pandor, and his parents have tried 140 times, and they call it quits, and they said, nice time to jump in a car and drive all the way down to Lanesia, and they came directly to the studio. So this will be tonight's final winner. Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Young Muhammad Pandor from Robertsham, and how have you enjoyed the Nizam Hour today?
Nice.
Oh, nice is not a cool word to use, man.
Wonderful.
Fun. Wonderful, mashallah. And did you try phoning? Was it your mommy or your daddy?
My mommy.
Your mommy. 140 times. Huh? So whose decision was it to jump in the car and come to the radio station?
Everyone.
Everyone. It's a family evening tonight, Karisaf.
MashaAllah, yes. Brother Muhammad, you've come with your parents all the way from Robertsham, not to any wedding or any engagement, but just to come to Radio Islam to see us, and you have tried 140 times. I promise you, when I leave here, I'm going to give your dad and mom a ticket to come to the gala dinner on the 22nd of August at the UNISA Conference Center. Yes, I'm going to give you 2 tickets.
JazakAllah.
All right.
MashaAllah. With a few moments left of the Nizam before we're going to ask Zakarisab to render his final nat, we have one more special lucky call. And Karisab, this is our number one fan on the Nizam Hour, young Sana Rahman, and she's from Sunning Hill, and she often comes here in the studio and she accompanies us. Last week or the week before, I wasn't here, and she took my place as the co-host here at the Nizam Hour. So she has finally got through. She has been trying all a long time as well. So Avisad is giving her an opportunity to come on air. Salam Rahman, assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikum salam.
And how are you keeping today?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. You know, I missed you last time. So when you come in again?
We were trying from 5 o'clock to phone.
Who you wanted to speak to, me or Afisad?
Both of you.
Both of us, mashallah. And I'm sorry also I missed you here last time. But when are you going to come again? Sana? Are you there?
Yes.
Sana Rahman, when are you going to join us again in the studios?
Next week,
inshallah. Oh, but unfortunately, next week we will not be having a Nizam Hour program because we will be having a live qiraat competition from Midran. So, inshallah, one of the upcoming weeks you're going to come and join us, right?
Next year.
Next year is too long. I might forget you by then.
Just before Bakri Eid. Okay.
I'll tell you my name if you forget it.
You what? Oh, you tell me your name. Oh, yeah, then I can never forget you, right? Okay, what are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to say the Arabic words.
Arabic words? What Arabic words are you going to say for us?
It's about part of our body.
Okay, Bismillah, you can begin.
I don't have open ears. Button and tummy, the sun and shoulders, the different hands.
You forgot the rest of the words.
Then hands, foamun mouth.
Foamun mouth, mashallah. Okay, it's young Sana Rahman. Mashallah. And Sana, we wait to see you again in studio, okay?
Okay.
And what Nizam would you like us to play for you?
I want Nabi.
Nabi. Okay, we will ask Hafiz Hanzala to play that for you. All right, JazakAllah for calling us. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
salam. Yes, that was Yang Sana Rahman, who last week took the last program, 2 weeks ago actually, took the place of Hafiz Yusuf Rawat and was co-hosting the Nizam Hour with myself And alhamdulillah, it was really a pleasure having her in studio. If you missed the program, then you can download the podcast. I'm tweeting the link of the podcast at the moment. So you can check it out on my Twitter handle, at msaadjada, M-S-A-A-D-J-A-D-A. The podcast of Young Sun Rahman presenting the Nizam Hour 2 weeks ago, taking the place of Hafiz Yusuf Rawat. 1 minute past the hour of 8, you are listening to the Nizam Hour. I don't think I sat on the studio chair such a long time in my life. I think I have to start standing and presenting now.
But now this brings us to the culmination of the program, the highlight, the final Nizam by Qari Musa Sirat, inshallah.
Jazakallah. I'm going to ask you people to join me in this.
Okay.
It's a zikr, and please join me, and I'm sure you're going to really enjoy it.
Sure.
It says, Dil pe kalme ki zarab laga, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, dil ki marz ki hai ye dawa, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Sabke naat ka malik Allah, tera mera khalik Allah, sab kuch tera tu uska, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Zikr tu subh o sham kiya kar, har waqt uska naam liya kar, rab ke naam mein kitna maza, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, dil pe kalme ki darb laga, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, MashaAllah. The beautiful voice of Hazrat Qari Musa Sirat, Hafidahullah. Before we wrap up the show, this will be the first time indeed we will be having Hazrat Ma Ibrahim Bam on the Nizam Hour, but he won't be anything Nizam related. He will be informing us with regards to the moon sighting. So without further ado, let's go to our lines to Ma Ibrahim Bam. Assalamu alaikum, Mulana.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I see you undermining my skills as a math reciter.
Absolutely not, Maulana. We ask you to read one for us.
No, jazakumullah. Just to bring to the attention of all the listeners that the moon for Dhulqa'dah has not been sighted. So because of the fact that it has not been sighted, Shawwal will be for 30 days. And the first of Dhulqa'dah will be from tomorrow, Maghrib time. Jazakumullah for that.
Jazakumullah. Jazakallah, but as we do with all our callers, Maulana, we have to ask you to sing a nizam for us before you leave.
No, Jazakallah for that. We'll leave it for some other time.
What nizam would you like to request, Maulana?
Well, I love the nizam of Junaid Bhai Jamshed, Al-Madad, Al-Madad. So if you can read that and you can play that, it will be appreciated.
Okay, Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
There was my Ibrahim Bam, the Secretary General of the Jamiatul Ulama, informing us that the moon for Dhulqa'dah has not been sighted, so hence today will be the 30th of Shawwal.
Hafiz Yusuf, I don't think there was ever a time we hear so many personalities in just a few hours. You know, we've had the snippets of Qari Ihsan Nashiz, we've had Qari Musa himself, we've had Qari Ziyad Patel. Now we have Mawlana Ibrahim Baum, we had Qadi Salim as well. And to top the list, we had Mawlana Suhaib Lasanya. So subhanAllah, I think today has really been an hour of stars, you know, 3 hours of stars.
Definitely, definitely indeed. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it from all, inshallah.
Ameen, inshallah.
Make it as a means of hidayat for us and for everyone out there in the world and everyone part of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We would like to, on behalf of the Nizam Hour and the Radio Islam station, like to thank Hazrat Qari Saab and Mu'asebi saying he still wants a qirat. Okay, we'll work on that, inshallah. We would like to thank Hazrat Qari Saab and his honorable ustad, which is in his madrasa, Hazrat Qari Salim, who has joined us tonight on the Nizam Hour, as we have a commitment from Hazrat Qari Saab. This won't be his last visit to the Radio Islam station in the Nizam Hour.
Surely, I will keep up to my word, and I want to thank the staff of the management and the staff of Radio Islam International for opening their hearts and giving us this platform. And at the same time, we're going to say to all the listeners out there, listen out to our media partner Radio Islam International for the programs of Qari Ahsan Mohsin and our associated partner Spiritual Chords. We are doing this tour, this Ruhani Nazar 2015 tour. We are very thankful to all of you at Radio Islam, especially for giving us this hour, this 2 hours instead of 2 hours, it has become 3 hours, and we are thankful to everybody who has made dua for us, who has called in. I've seen a telephone here where 120 calls have been made. So, Jazakallah, Khairul Jaza, on behalf of Madrasa Ziaul Badr, its trustees, its staff, its students, and all those associated with Madrasa Ziaul Badr and the Mother's Home, I want to say to everybody, Jazakallah, Khairul Jaza, Assalamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. But I will fulfill Maulana Lasanya's last wishes, and I'm going to just read a little bit the last ayats of Surah Al-Baqarah for Maulana Lasanya and his family. I must say that I go back with his father for many, many years, over 40 years we were students together. So I will recite, yes. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين صدق الله العظيم.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. And we're going to ask Hazrat Qari Salim also to recite a small portion of the Quran for us before he leaves us as well.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن بطش ربك لشديد إنه هو يبدئ ويعيد وهو الغفور الودود ذو العرش المجيد فعال لما يريد هل أتاك حديث الجنود فرعون وثمود بل الذين كفروا في تكذيب والله من ورائهم محيط بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ صدق الله العظيم.
سبحان الله الحمد لله ما شاء الله جزاك الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward Qari Musa and Qari Salim for awarding us the opportunity of being the platform to embark on this wonderful journey with Madrasa Ziaul Badr. And I think it will be appropriate, inshallah, if we can now showcase our talent to Qari Musa. But, you know, when I say our talent, I mean Hafiz Yusuf Rawa's talent. So, Bismillah, Hafiz Yusuf, render one nasheed for us, inshallah. And just make intention, you can render it on my behalf as well.
Hafiz Saad,
Bismillah, Hafiz Yusuf.
It's been a long 3 hours. Okay,
don't blame the 3 hours.
Okay, bismillah. I shall say something, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. I don't know what to sing, Alexa. I just started to think.
Ringa, ringa, roses.
Kya yehi ishq hai? Kya yehi pyaar hai? Kya yehi ishq hai? Kya yehi pyaar hai? Shakl-e-aashiq se maashooq bezaar hai. Aur kya yehi ishq hai? Kya yehi pyaar hai? Kya yehi ishq hai? Kya yehi pyaar hai? Shakl-e-aashiq se maashooq bezaar hai. Talib-e-maghfirat bhi to koi bane. Ye baja hai ke Allah ghaffar hai. Talib-e-maghfirat bhi to koi bane. Talib-e-maghfirat bhi to koi bane. Ye baja hai ke Allah ghaffar hai. Kohi Isa hi hai, kohi Mirza hi hai, kohi Isa hi hai, kohi Mirza hi hai, maasiyat maasiyat par bhi israr hai. Aur kya yahi ishq hai, kya yahi pyaar hai, kya yahi ishq hai, kya yahi pyaar hai, shakl-e-aashiq se maashooq bezaar hai. الصلاة الصلاة أمتي أمتي وقت رخصة يهي ورد سركار هي الصلاة الصلاة أمتي أمتي الصلاة الصلاة أمتي أمتي وقت رخصة يهي ورد سركار هي اور یہ امتی اف خدا کی پناہ اور یہ امتی اف خدا کی پناہ جن کو سنت پہ چلنا بھی دشوار ہے اور یہ امتی اف خدا کی پناہ اور یہ امتی اف خدا کی پناہ جن کو سنت پہ چلنا بھی دشوار ہے اور کیا یہی عشق ہے کیا یہی پیار ہے کیا یہی عشق ہے کیا یہی پیار ہے شکل عاشق سے معشوق بیزار ہے.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. That's the top. That's the cherry on the top. That's the cherry on the top.
May Allah accept my Zakla, Habib Yusuf Rawat, Qari Salim, Qari Musa, and all of those who participated in today's Nizam, our program. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this program for the effort and for the khidmat and service of the deen of Allah. May accept these fundraising events for the service of Allah's deen, and may allow us to serve the deen in a way which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a way which we will receive maximum benefit in our own personal capacity and in the capacity of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. Yes, we do apologize to all our listeners out there. We were unable to take many callers of the young callers to recite their favorite nasheed on the Nizam Hour. We sincerely do apologize for that. But inshallah, the next program is the next program. So there's always another chance on 011-854-1548.
Unfortunately, next week we will not be on air with you. That will be the 22nd of August. But the following week, the 29th, we will be back with you live here at the Radio Islam Studios. And that will embark on our new competition on the program. And that is the Know Your Ustad Challenge. That will be a competition which will run for about 4 weeks, inshallah, comprising of many prizes, perfumes and... overall for Bakri Eid and CDs and I don't know what else have you said.
Yes, you have perfumes, itar, bags, and CD packs,
Many other prizes, a lot of them can't come to mind right now. So inshallah, we want you to start preparing, and that is a short speech or a short tribute about your ustad, whether it be in madrasa or school, and you can stand a chance to win. Each week will have a winner, and from each final, there will be the finals, which will be the week before the Bakri Eid, and that person will win a prize for himself and for his ustad or her ustad, inshallah.
The competition is open to those 14 years and under, or rather below. And if you have any other inquiries, you can email us at nazamhour@radioislamlive.com. That's NAZAMHOUR at radioislamlive.com. And your tribute, your ustad, should be from between 45 seconds to 1 minute 30 seconds. So that's 45 seconds to 1 minute 30 seconds, a tribute to your ustad. And you send a chance to win a prize for yourself and your ustad as well.
If any school or madrasa is listening and would like of their students to partake in this competition, you can contact us via the Radio Islam telephone number, and that's 011-854-7022, and that they will put you through either myself or Hafizad, or you can interact with us on our email address, and that's nazamhour@radioislamlive.com. From myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rabat, and Hafizad Jara, we would like to thank Hazrat Qari Sahib once again, and Hazrat Qari Salim as well, and all of those who have joined us tonight on the Nazam Hour, as well as our engineer Habib Zanzala, who was very, very, very taken aback today by the amount of calls he was receiving. Maulana Sohib Lasania for affording us extra time for his from his show, and to all our listeners of Radio Islam, yes, this program is your program, your voice, your talent, your time to shine. And without you, we cannot have the Nizam Hour. So until next time, on the 29th of August, for myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat, Hafiz Muhammad Saad Jada, and our special guest in studio, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Madad, 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 madad